you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. You can tell.
Yeah, there you go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We're global. Yes, we are. Look at me talking in my sexy voice. Hello, 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 hello. My ratings are up like a teenage boy having a wet dream. It's up, baby. It is up. Probably thanks to the beautiful Robin Cox, who's been promoting the show and working her ass off. She doesn't even have any abs. She sits down and she falls down. She's been working her ass off like crazy. Thank you, beautiful Robin Cox. Thank you. Beautiful. I just saw beautiful Laverne's Facebook, and she finally put her face on there. Wow, look at that stunning beauty. She looks really good. She really looks good. She always looked pretty, but she's a knockout. Look at her. I want to give a shout-out to Melissa. Melissa, beautiful Melissa, you're having a great day. And you take care of business. Melissa's going to be taking care of business today. And we miss you, Melissa, and you take care of your business, girl. You take care of your business. I was thinking the topic of the show, Brian's OnlyFans. Oh, you lucky ladies. Yes. You should come to my, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to do an experiment today. We're going to do something different today. You know, I wonder what kind of people do the OnlyFans, and do you know what OnlyFans are? I saw a couple of billboards about girls joining OnlyFans. So what we're going to do is talk about sex, prostitution, money. Why do we pay people to do something that's so natural? We're going to get into that a little bit. I mean, the psychology of this, you know what I mean? Just the psychology of it. So I am Brian, and the topic of the show, Brian's Only Fan Page. Yes, look, where's my cheering? I need some cheer. Look at that. Oh, that is sexy, man. And then you have to wonder, what is Brian going to do when you go to his page? Ooh, and you're going to see something you never seen before. That's right, babies. You'll never be the same when you go to my Brian Only Fan Page. Look at that. Oh, boy, there'll be a lot of divorces when they go to my page. They're going, ooh, look at that Brian. That's like some hot chocolate there. Yeah, baby. Let me see if I get the review. Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Get out of here. Oh, you're just so kind. Yeah, look at you guys. Come on. Really? I don't deserve it. Yes, I do. I'm going to let sexy Robin into the studio. I'm going to talk to her in my sexy fan page voice. Fan page. Hello, Robin. Hello.
Well, hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm talking to you in my sexy voice. Hello. Hello.
You're not going to work on that one a little bit.
do you like the... Oh, Okay. I'm going to talk in my sexy southern voice around it. Hello, y'all. Y'all. Look at my beef jerky. Yeah, baby. I'll let Robin cool down because she's getting really hot. There, here's some ice. Here's some ice. There you go.
Oh, that's so funny. Thank you for the lovely introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. Let me just rub this one out. That one's for free. Okay. And the lovely Pat is in the studio. Hello, Pat. I'm going to talk to Pat in my sexy fanboy. Hello, Pat. Hello. Hello.
That's sexy, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. I speak Canadian. Eh? Hello, eh? I'm an international lover. You ladies just cool it, getting too hot. I'm going to send you some cold water there, Pat. I'm afraid if I give cold water to Pat, she might melt. I'm only kidding. What a world, what a world. I'm only kidding. Today, Pat, you're lucky. It's half day witch day on my pan page. You get half off. That means I take off my shirt. Oh. I'm kidding. That's half off. Ooh. As you can tell, nobody's visiting my fan page, my only fan page. I'm sitting there like, hey, they passed by me. Look at me. Now, you might wonder what my only fan page would be like. I know what you're thinking. What would Brian do to entice the ladies? Well, first with my sexy, hello, ladies. I want you to pretend that I have a hammock and I'm in the window and I'm just rocking myself with a coconut drink and a coconut hat. Hello. And then I have a swing and I'm swinging myself out there. You can look through the window and see me swing. Look at that. Yeah, baby. That's for free. That's for free. There you go. Look at that. Yeah. And I'll whisper to you for a dollar. I'll be talking my normal voice, and then he goes, Brian, talk to me. Okay, that'll be a dollar. Okay, hello. Hello, Pat. Hello. Mm-hmm. I go, like, Pat, you only gave me 75 cents. You need the other quarter. Okay, forget it. That's what we're going to talk about today. And that's what we're going to talk. We're going to talk about OnlyFans. A lot of people don't know what OnlyFans is. And maybe a lot of people, I would say 50 and over, don't know what OnlyFans page is. But we're going to talk about the difference between that and prostitution. What's going on here? Like, I'm going to give you a question, and you tell me. The ladies are here, and you tell me. Let's say this. I pick up a hooker, and all I want her to do is to show me something or play with herself, but don't touch me. Is it prostitution? Is it prostitution?
If you pick her up, yeah, it is.
Really? So.
Yeah, if you make a business arrangement, it kind of is, yeah, in person. Anyway.
Really? So what's the difference between that and going to Pornhub and or difference between that and somebody on OnlyFans page performing a sex act for money? What's the difference?
Because you can't actually access them. There's, not a physical risk.
I don't know, because you're still paying them. We're going to get into it. We're going to go deep in it so my audience can know what it is. But there's a little cost for that, you know? So what's the difference?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about this. 111 has his hand up. Let's see what 111 is. Hello, 111. Welcome to Brian's OnlyFans Studio Day. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Back to you.
Hello.
Say, Brian, good morning, everyone. I was monitoring you, and last night I said, well, you know what? Brian's shows, at least as far as I know, for the last couple of days has been somewhat clean, you know. Now, you know the genius that... I was wrong. You know the genius who attacked me for using a few expletives toward you, well-deserved.
Right.
And they said that my kids listen to this show. And I just want to test the air. Air quotes. I'm licking my finger and putting it in the air. I want to see which way the wind is blowing.
Wait a minute.
Is this child friendly today? Is this
suitable for children? Don't lie. I didn't say that. But kids are.
I know you didn't. This is the thing. Even a demon, when demanded, will tell the truth, right? A demon will, just like a police officer.
Tell the truth.
Yeah, if a police, and this kind of fits into your show. If you ask a police officer, are you a vice cop, damn it?
Right.
They can't lie. They have to tell you. Yes, I am.
That's there. But let me explain before you go. You're going off on that thing. He didn't attack you because of the content. He attacked you because you're attacking me.
Hold it. I just want to.
Yeah.
You figured out who it was?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay. There you go. Well, look, he's not your parent. You and I have a longer standing relationship than you and he does. So he should have listened before he shot off his mouth because, no, what he said was, no, that's not true what you just said.
Hold on, I'm going to help you remember. Okay, help me remember.
His primary argument was, my kids listen to this show. That was his primary argument. Now, he may have meandered and wandered off into other areas because his argument was totally unfocused and unnecessary.
Because
he should have been kicking your ass for behaving the way you did. All I asked you to do was to play that clip, and you wouldn't play it. You kept interrupting me. But my point is this.
Yes.
This is the salient point. The salient point is,
Are you going to say hello to Pat and Robin?
I said hello. I said hello, everyone.
But you didn't specify who.
Oh,
yeah.
Come on, Brian.
He didn't specify who.
You're just beating my chops.
I don't beat your chops. Hey, you want to go to my fan? You're going to be on my OnlyFans. It'll be me and you. I'll bite you in my window.
Brian, look, I said either you are super, super confident in your sexuality or you're gay. Because no man, no heterosexual, I would never go there.
I can't even dream of going where you go. That's right, because I am brave. Let me tell you something. Either you're a genius or you're crazy. You decide. All geniuses are walking on that little line saying he's either crazy as fuck or he's a genius. They walk that line all the time. They do.
Well, I know some people that are near genius status and they don't seem
crazy. Look at the Wright brothers. Really? You're going to get in that little thing and going to go up in the air? It's never been done before.
They started off as bicycles.
It doesn't matter. Who thought about putting wings on a bicycle so you can go up in the air? Either you're back at that day.
Wait a minute. They didn't. Oh, no. See, you have that all bass backwards. They didn't put wings on a bicycle.
They put little wings on a car,
by the way, they copied from the bicycle. Both planes and cars, from the pneumatic tires, the ball bearings,
about the genius who brought the toilet inside the house? How gross is that? You mean we have an outhouse away from the house, but you're going to bring the toilet inside the house? Are you kidding?
I was thinking about that the other day.
Well,
and you're right.
They did that on cold nights.
I know.
Hey, Robert. And you're right, but they didn't quite understand all the dynamics of it. You're right. Because, you know, the smell and everything. But we now have vents. You know, we have motorized vents and so on and so forth. And if we eat a healthy diet, it's not that bad. But I get your point.
Right.
I get your point.
I'm saying, but you are right. I am.
But my primary
confident.
Thrust, Brian,
I know you're straight, Mr. Solution. So I
yeah, my primary thrust. Listen,
right.
My
oh, there you go with the
thrust.
Primary thrust. That's going to cost you on my page. You don't do no primary thrust. That's going to cost you on my page in about $50.
Brian, there you go.
I'll do the primary thrust.
Primary emphasis is that whether or not your show is almost ever,
my show is not kid friendly. No.
And it's not.
My show is not adult friendly either.
I hope that well, that's true. I say I have to take a bath or a shower after
yes,
I listen
do.
To your show.
If I do
and
show,
it's
right.
often the worst thing I do in an entire year is to listen to a Brian the Hammer Jackson show. It's bad.
Oh, that's your
so you're a bad
measure,
influence,
you know
Brian. That's what I want to make clear.
I am.
But
I am
let me ask you this.
The sexy demon. Yeah.
This is my closing point.
Yeah,
will your show, could you announce when you're having kid-friendly shows?
It'll be never.
For those who
it'll be never.
Think they know but don't.
Why would I do it? Kids don't buy sponsorship. You little bastards. Stingy little bastards. I'm a capitalist. They don't spend money.
Oh, my
kids
goodness.
Don't spend
All right,
money.
Brian. Carry on.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We wouldn't
Thank
have
sir.
You any other horrible way, for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But, yeah, but, you know, we have, since the pandemic, we have kind of loosened our morals. We kind of became lazy. There are jobs out there right now that people could be filling, but they're staying home and they're doing other things, they're on the phone or whatever. They're talking about the Z generation, the Z, that they're ghosting their employers. They just stay home. They don't even call their bosses or anything, let them know that they're not coming in. They go for job interviews and never show up if they're hired. This is the mentality that the Z generation has. And we talked about this. We talked about and what happened to our society. We knew it was trouble when we knew the millennials had a theme about everybody gets a trophy, nobody special. There's no winners or losers. We knew that was the end of our society the way we know it. We knew it. And basically it's like let losers be losers, but we don't want them to know they're losers. So we go down to their level and say, you're not a loser. Well, we want them to be losers because then if they're losers, they'll try hard to be winners. We want it. This is how we improve. This is, for instance, I'll give you an example. When I was a kid, I used to pick on the nerds. We used to call them nerds. You could spot them because they wear their pants all the way up to their man tits. And they cinch their belt, and they have the white socks, and they walk around with those goofy glasses. You know, you can spot a nerd a mile away. And they walk funny. It's just gangly and just flaring their arms. You know a nerd. And normal people just get agitated on that. They go, look at him. And we just, by him being him, we want to pick on him. I had my share of pulling people, giving them wedgies. I had my fill of pantsing them, taking off their pants and putting their underwear up the flagpole. I did it twice, and they ran in embarrassment. Yeah,
you're
awesome. Sports. Thank
terrible.
You. What do you mean?
That's
terrible.
Mean.
It's sport. No, it's sport. They did.
No, it isn't.
I was a nerd. Although I can say I never did have my pants pulled up like that. I don't like
They never give you a wedgie. Oh, they
no.
automatically get a – they automatically get – it's a fun thing we do. I was not terrible. I thought you guys loved
me.
Yeah.
I did do something mean one time.
Mm-hmm.
We were in PE, and we were having to walk the track, and I got stuck behind a guy that had his pants all the way below his butt when he was walking. And I kind of got tired of looking at his underwear, so but you can imagine what I did.
Pull that sucker up? She gave him a wedgie?
No, I jerked him things to his ankles. Isn't that awesome? So if you come around me, make sure I don't see your butt, or else you're going to be showing it to everybody.
There you go. It's just a natural thing. It's just a natural thing. It's getting to the OnlyFans. Just stay with me. I remember where school I went to, the junior high school turned in, it was a high school, but now it's a junior high, but it still has a high school thing. At lunchtime, there were like little steps where people will eat. They'll gather their steps. And the people in their group will be in that group, and there'll be this group. And I always was in the middle, ate by myself. I ate by myself. I didn't want to belong to these idiots. I had my own thing. And they had this thing, silly, it's called, I guess I was in eighth grade. Yeah, I was eighth grade. Because they had this thing, because ninth grade is the last grade, and 10th grade is high school where I went. So they had this thing called the ninth grade lawn. It's well known that, nobody under ninth grade can step on that lawn. That was the rule. Teachers looked away. There's going to be some beating going on, and teachers will look because they know that was it. That's the ninth grade lawn. It was tradition. Nobody, eighth grade, seventh grade, could touch that lawn. I'm sitting there eating my Fritos and ham sandwich with jelly on it. Yummy. I love the Fritos in it because I like the crunch. And it was ham and jelly in it. Loved it. My favorite. So I'm looking over there, and I see all these little ninth graders in their lawn eating together, girls and boys. And one of my favorite movies was Clint Eastwood's movie, The Good and the Bad and the Ugly. Clint Eastwood, I like Clint Eastwood. He was cool. He didn't have to say much, but you know shit was going to happen when Clint looked at you with those beady little eyes, go, something's going to happen. Some shit's going to happen now. Get him, Clint. So you could almost hear that song. Do-do-do-do-do. Wah-wah. The good, bad, and the ugly. Come on. You guys remember that, right? Am I talking? Come on. Anybody? Okay. Pat? Robin? Do you remember that? I know Mr. Solution knows too. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I had Clint Eastwood in my head, right? And I'm eating my sandwich. And then I hear the theme, "What would Clint do?" Because you're a kid, I'm eighth grade. And then my eyes started to squint. My eyes started to squint, and I looked at them. And I looked to my right, and I saw the little girls who were eighth grade talking to their little girls, and I saw the nerds to the left of me just with their braces on, and they looked like crazy. And then I started to walk over there. That's what I did. And this is what the song I heard in my head. Yeah. I'm getting up here. I'm getting up from my chair. Yeah. That's what I heard in my head.
Get ready for the showdown.
That's what I did. And I slowly got up. Not kidding. I hit the theme. I know Clint, and my eyes started to squint. And I heard this. I was ready to go. And I walked slowly to that ninth grade lawn. Still eating my sandwich by you because it was a good sandwich. It was a good sandwich. And I had a Twinkie in there, too. I was saving my Twinkie for dessert, like we all do. Like we don't do. It's like, I'll be back to finish you, Twinkie. I got some business to take care of. That's right. So I'm moseying on down, and I get to the edge of the ninth grade lawn, and they look at me. The ninth graders are looking at me, and then all of a sudden, the little girls on the ninth grade lawn, they look up. It's like, you know, it's like a bunny or a squirrel. Like they poke their head up, and they look to the side like a little squirrel. What's going on? What's going on? They knew something was going on. They knew something. I just stood at the edge of that lawn, and then the guys over there, they stopped talking. And then I squinted a little bit more. Yeah, they saw that squint. Because I was Clint Eastwood at that time. The only thing I was missing was my poncho. So little Bri, eighth grade Bri. And then I slowly put down my sack down because I was going to have my Twinkie for later for dessert. But I had some business to take care of, people. Yep, I got some business. I even put down my lunch very slowly to make the dramatic purposes. Slowly I put down my lunch before by my feet. Yeah, that's what I heard. It's going to be some shooting. It's going to be some shooting. Yeah. You know that. That's all I heard. The spirit of Clint Eastwood was with me that day, my friends. That day, Clint was with me. And they looked at me. They knew. And they got up. One guy got up and goes, and he shook his head like, no, no. And then I shook my head, yeah. And he shook his head, no, because he was about to have some stuff happen. So I slowly put my foot up, and they got up, and they go, uh-oh. And I slowly put it down in the grass, and I touched the grass. That's what I did. That's what I did. And then I put my other foot. I put my other foot up and I touched the grass. And then I started, then I stepped on the grass. It was me against them. Me against them.
Very good.
Then I slowly walked on the grass and I stood there like Clint Eastwood, my legs pulled apart, my fingers on my little jeans, and there my thumb in my jeans and my fingers hanging out like, make my day. You feel lucky, punks. True. And I go closer, and they're shocked. They're going, oh, my God, who has – and the girls are going, oh, my. And one girl goes, he's kind of cute. I wonder how he's going to look when he gets his ass kicked. He'll probably look just as cute. Hi, Brian.
Yeah,
exactly. How he's going to look then. You're a good-looking corpse. I'll be right back with you, honey. Yeah. So then I walked in, and they got up, and I walked towards them. And one guy says, you know, this is the ninth grade long. I go, yeah, I do know. What are you going to do about it? And then he did something. He did something that is unforgivable.
What?
And the ghost of Clint was with me that day, my friends, because he pushed me down. And I had never been down before. And I go, ooh. And I smelled the grass. Before I got up, I go, ah. They go, oh, he's crazy. Then I got a piece of blade in the grass, and I put it in my mouth with the grass in my mouth. And I spit it out. And I went up to him like anybody did, and I kicked him in the balls. Kicked him in the ninth grade balls. Yes, he screamed like a little girl.
Did you turn around and run after that?
Not yet, but I wanted to make my statement. I said, come on, come on. And they started rushing to me. I go, ay! And then I ran, and they chased me around the school. I'm laughing, ha, 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 ha. And they're still chasing me around, ha, 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 ha. And then I ran back, and it was like a trail. They just started chasing me one after another, and I'm running around the school, and they're, ha, ha, ha. They try to get me, and I'm knocking them down. Ho, 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 ho. Then I ran back to the grass, and I looked at that little filly. I go, how do I look? She goes, run. Okay, I'll be back. And I started running again. And then all of a sudden, I got a reputation. I got a reputation because the bell rung and like little mechanics and little things, they have to go like the cogs in the machine. They don't want to be late for class, so they went to class and they started talking. This happened every freaking day for about 2 or 3 months. Same thing.
Really?
I would be on the steps and then I would step off. They knew it was coming. Every single day this would be happening. They would chase me every single day because I'm on the lawn now. And I'm there like Clint Eastwood with my fingers on my Levi's saying, come on. You feel lucky, punk. What do ya? Let's get him. Ah! And then I ran. I ran. And then they didn't bother chasing me anymore. It was then one day I went up there and they go, oh, God. I go, yeah, what are you going to do? They go, you know, and then they knew my name now. You know, Brian, yeah, we're tired of this. You can eat with us. I go, I can eat with you. They go, this is all true. They go, yeah, you can come. Yeah, we're tired of this. All right. Mm-hmm. I'll be right back. And I got my Clint Eastwood thing on. They go, what's he going to do? Yes. I said, I'll be right back. And I heard that music. So I went over there, and I got a seventh grader. I said, come with me. They go, why? I go, oh, God, you're such a nerd. Just don't talk with me. And I took him by the hand. I said, here's my other guy. This is my friend. We're going to eat together in your lawn. Well, you can't have him there. I go, oh, are we going to have a problem? Are we going to have a problem? No, Brian. And so me and my seventh grade friend started eating, and he was a nerd. Oh, Brian, we're eating on this ninth grade lawn. I go, yeah. Oh, this is fun. I never thought we could. I go, what do you have in your lunch? He goes, I got pudding. I go, I like pudding. You want my pudding? Yeah. Why not? I go, what do you got there? He goes, well, I got some potato chips. I like potato chip with my food. He goes, and I robbed him. There was payment. There was payment, I tell you. Nobody rides for free. Nobody rides for free. Mm-hmm. And then long story short, other people started to eat on that lawn. Long story short. In harmony. And there was no fun anymore. It was no fun. Everybody was eating and going, oh, how boring is this? So I went right back to my steps and just eating by myself and spoil that fun. Why do I say that? It's because people think out of the box. Now, Mr. Solution is absolutely correct. I mean, I have known him, or we have come across each other probably over 10 years, to be honest with you. Yes, Mr. Fred, we were friends, yes. We have been crossing each other's path for a long period of time. Even me and Pat has crossed each other's path for like maybe 11 years, maybe.
Mm.
And Robin. Robin can go for at least 6 or 7. Yeah. And it's like, but we're all part of the machine. We have rules that we have to go by. Once in a while we'll be a rebel. Once in a while we'll litter. Once in a while, you know, we'll drive by a high school and moon everybody. Once in a while the girls will get on a motorcycle with a bad boy. Oh, it's great. Well, it's no fun with me because it's nighttime and I moon somebody. They didn't even know what was going on. They go, you see me moon? No. No.
You can see my shiny what?
They couldn't see my ass. It was dark. Yeah. Yeah. So I had to put sparkles on it. I don't know. Not fun. I went to credit. But we stay in that machine, you know? We stay in that machine. We got rules. And when that machine breaks down or somebody goes out of the rules and make it the norm, we have anarchy and we have grayness. And we live in a gray area now, gray area. For instance, and it's not fun living in a gray area because gray areas don't really have rules. They have a guideline, but that gray area, man, it's like marijuana became legal. And it's like, okay, but there's rules in California. Yeah. But there's rules. In California, you can only have three plants. You can only have three plants, and you can only go as high as this THC. Those are the rules. So we live – so maybe I want four plants. We live in that gray area, right? But we're still in that guideline. And when we lose that guideline, we are fucked. We are fucked. We keep moving – we keep moving – the goalposts. We keep moving it in our life. We keep moving the goalposts. California, we used to have a 65-mile speed limit. Now it's 70-mile speed limit. It used to be. What is it? Daylight saving time, and then we switch it to this one year, and then in 6 months we'll go another. We'll put it up. It's like, what the hell?
We don't have daylight saving time anymore.
Well, we do. We're on daylight. Alabama does, too. The only one that doesn't have is Arizona and Hawaii, I think. Yeah, I think Arizona. Pat, are you on daylight saving times, too? Did you guys move the clock ahead?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But see, again, see, there we go. We got rules. But we don't have rules. Now, I walk into Pat. Now, I go into Pat's shop. I'll give you an example. Pat, I make fun of Pat. I like Pat. I love Pat. I love John. And I even like Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred. All right, thank you. I like
even
you too.
You're
I love
a
you too, Mr. Fred. Yeah. But there's rules. There's rules. John will say, you know what, I had enough of this show, and I'll walk out and I'll get stoned. I have enough of this guy. Oh my God.
Well,
but
I
when
have
we don't have rules
before.
Exactly.
Free-for-all. Yeah, I know. I feel that before. Or I go straight to the
Excedrin. Right.
And then the fight.
And I'm going to give you an example. Robin's a pretty woman. She's a pretty woman. Pretty woman. Walking down. She's a pretty woman.
Thank you.
She wasn't, she couldn't help being a pretty woman. She just came out as a pretty baby. And it's like, look at that pretty baby. I mean, that's how she came out. It's a curse, and I'll tell you why. If you're good looking, it's a curse. It's not. Don't think it's a happy thing. It's a curse. You know why it's a curse? Because you get away with shit. You get away with shit. Sometimes
you get a woman pestered constantly.
Yeah, but you get away with that gray, that area. Like people are nice to you. They're nicer to pretty people than they are with ugly people. Ugly people don't get no slack. Ugly people know they're ugly. They know that they have to stand at the end of the line. They're not going to make waves. But a pretty woman says, you know what? I want to get in front of the line because I got things to do. And there'd be a lot of guys saying, go ahead, go in front of me. Yeah, go ahead. And next thing you know, she's at the beginning of the line. And they go, I need to get in. And they let her in the club because she's pretty. Not because she's smart or talented. She's pretty. And she looks at the inner line, and there's a fat woman there, about 450 pounds, growing a beard. She's not getting in. And she has a mustache. She's not getting in. So pretty women. Pretty women are living in that gray area because the rules do not apply to pretty people. Same thing with pretty men. Same thing with pretty men.
That is true.
Gauntlet or Ryan Reynolds or whatever these women, Clint Eastwood back in the day, you know, Charles Bronson was not a pretty guy. Charles Bronson was an ugly motherfucker, but he had charisma. Something about Charles Bronson,
it
smelled testosterone. Yeah, he just smelled, oh, that's some testosterone gun. He smelled like a penis ready to erect any minute now. But pretty men and pretty people get away with shit, and they live in that gray area. The rules do not apply to them. I know.
I don't know. I've gotten myself into quite a bit of malfeasance over the years.
A pretty woman could talk herself out of a ticket. If I'm on a motorcycle and I see Robin driving 150 miles as she is, singing her songs and the T-Bird just rocking out, and I'm sitting there with my motorcycle and I go, move. I drive up to her. All she has to do is move her dress up to her thigh, give me that little lick, like that look, hello, officer. And I will ask her the question, you know how fast you're going? Yeah, I was going 157 miles an hour and I was singing my song. Okay, I just wanted you to know that I know that too. I like that song. Just slow down. She goes, okay. And she takes off again.
No, the last time I got pulled over, I got $180-something ticket. And I wasn't even speeding. The state trooper said that I nearly mowed down a row of construction workers on the bridge, but I didn't see any.
Wow.
And we were on a two-lane bridge. You would think if they were there, I would have seen them.
Yeah.
Well, I think
maybe the officer was gay.
No, he wasn't. He was an older guy, and he was a hard ass. He really was. I had just come from the oral surgeon's office to make an appointment to get my wisdom teeth taken out. And he pulled me over. And he was like, well, want me to know, you've been drinking? It's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, coffee and Diet Dr. Pepper. He said, you've been smoking something? I said, yeah, Marlboros. And he said, where have you been? He said, where have you been? I said, the oral surgeon's office. He said, what'd they give you? I said, a hard time. And which was the truth. That's all they gave me. It was a hard time. My car, he was. And,
wow.
He's like, well, where are you going? I said, I'm going back home.
Oh, wow.
It did. He wrote me a ticket, and I mean, blew me up right then and there.
Wow. Well, you probably had a bad day, too. I would have let you slide.
Well, I did have a bad day.
Yeah.
Anytime I have
slide.
To go. Well, thank you.
I would.
But, yeah, he said
I would
nearly.
It was.
Construction workers.
I would have let you slide. At one time I worked, and I had to work in college because I was not rich. So they were stupid, and they hired me as a campus police. They were dumb. And my job was that I had to be in the booth, and my job was that you could not park in this area unless you had a pass. That was my job. Woman came up, really beautiful woman. She knew exactly what she did. She hiked up her dress to a point where I could see her a little sneaky of her panties. And she had the cleavage, and she goes, can I park here? I go, well, ma'am, you know, I am a police officer. She goes, but you're not a police officer. You're a campus cop. All right. Enough of you and your smart mouth. That's right. Talk to me in your smart mouth. Because then I start hearing this. Don't make me go Clint Eastwood on your ass. She batted her eyes, and I said, well, maybe 10 minutes. Thank you. I let her park. This woman who was a little heavy came through the line and goes, can I park her? No! Get off this campus. Let me see your ID. Well, what do you mean? Let me see your ID, lady. And she showed me her
campus
ID. Exactly. She goes, can I just park here? I'm only going to be 5 minutes. No, you can't. No, you can't. She goes, well, the person ahead of me did not have a sticker on their license plate, so why are they parking? Because she's pretty. Now, you go ahead and turn around. Turn around. She actually said, well, I could be pretty too. No, you can't. Not on my watch. Turn your ass around and you park on the street. Yeah. Try to sneak in here under the pretty label. So sometimes you have to put your foot down. It's true. So that brings us to the only page. So long story short, we're living in a gray area, folks. We have a president mm-hmm. that's right now running for president of the United States, but he's in court right now. He has 81 indictments on him. Right.
Just think in 4 years we will not have to deal with that.
Exactly. He could get rid of it.
It'll be some other circus going on.
That's true. If only John mm-hmm. Gotti knew that he could run for president and wipe out everything. Hey, boss, they got this on you. I'm running for president. All right, boss, and I'll wipe out everybody. You know, I'm Tony No Nose, Gino Big Neck. Randolph Big Pussy. All you guys, when I become president, I'm going to pardon all you guys. That's it, boss. Forget about it. We're in that gray area, and we don't know what to do. You keep hearing it. This is unprecedented. This is unprecedented. This is not, oh, my God, this is unprecedented what you're doing. We have never been here before. That's right, because we kept moving the goalposts. We kept moving mm-hmm. the goalposts. And now, back in the day, it was very easy. What is a prostitute? A prostitute will accept money for a sexual favor. Simple. Mm-hmm. That's it. No gray area. You're a prostitute. You're a hoe. How much, Brian, do you want to suck my nipple? Yeah, that'll be $65. Really? Do you have a sale? I'll come back Black Friday. But what I'm trying to say. It's what I'm trying to say. It's plain and simple. Plain and simple. But not anymore. Not anymore. Not anymore. We're in. Yeah, man, we're pushing that envelope. So we go to all. Now, let me explain what OnlyFans page is. And I'm going to explain it to some of those people who don't know. OnlyFans is going really big. It's going major. Mm-hmm. I was driving down the street, and I saw a billboard of a woman had her OnlyFans page on it. A billboard, for Christ's sake. A billboard, for Christ's sake. Mm-hmm. She had her clothes on, and she was just had her little model picture on there and with her OnlyFans page on there, her only page on there.
Advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let me explain what it is.
She made enough money to buy a billboard.
Exactly. Bingo, 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 bingo.
Smart woman, she knows how to market herself.
Exactly. You know how many makeup artists that I knew had part-time jobs as, see, the waitress, before, back in the old days, you used to have a job as a waitress or a waiter. Mm-hmm. That used to be the gig because it mm-hmm. allows you the daytime to go out for a real job or go out for auditions. Not anymore. Mm-hmm. I used to have makeup artists going, all right, Brian, you're ready on a set. I go, you did great makeup. You do this all the time? No, my part-time job is phone sex. I go, what?
Yep.
Yeah, I make a lot mm-hmm. of money. I go, well, what do you do? Well, I talk sexy to them. And they pay you for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, tell them what they want to hear.
Right. I'm going,
mm-hmm.
but isn't
going
that
on
prostitution? Right. But I ask you, but isn't that prostitution? You are providing a service, a sexual service that they are paying for. Isn't that prostitution? Here's what I'm trying to say, but we're getting a little mixed up here.
Yeah, that's where you'd have to consult the law and
right.
and see how it is, you know, what the law states. But I
and
think
so
since
gonna,
it's not actual one-on-one where there's a chance for someone to get physically hurt.
I don't know.
That's the reason why it is permissible that, and it's an adult thing. You have to pay for pornography.
I'll buy that. But Robin, let me ask you. I'll buy that, but let me ask you because you got a nice. I don't know Ryan, but he seems like a nice guy. You and I are talking a lot. He seems like a nice guy.
He is.
And Ryan is Robin's plus one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
I call him my larger half since I'm like half his size.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long have you been with Ryan? How long have you been with him?
Over 12 years now.
12 years. 12 mm-hmm. years. I'm going to ask you, ladies. Now, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night. Okay, let's say you wake up in the middle of the night and there's Ryan with a sheet over his head and he has a flashlight and he's calling somebody on a sex line. Hello, I'm Ryan. And you find out on your phone bill that he's calling 1-800-WET-PUSSY. What's the number?
1-900 numbers, yeah.
Exactly. Why are you calling 1-900-WET-PUSSY? I have a friend who works there. And what would you do? Did he cheat on you?
First of all, I would call him out. I would be like, look, I know you don't have any friends outside of work. So. And he gets called all night long, but it's work-related. It's, you know, it's job-related.
Sure.
I mean, he's getting ready to go to France, you know.
Right.
Beginning of next week, and, you know, that's a big deal. I've been trying to help
right.
get him ready because he works 12 hours a day. He doesn't get a chance,
right.
you know, to
but
do that.
He does. My girlfriend used to say this, Brian, I would never cheat on you. I'm with you only like. You're like 11 hours a day. I said, well, what are you doing mm-hmm. that 1 hour that you're not with me, baby? What are you doing that 1 hour? You dirty tramp. But let's say that you did catch him doing 1-900-WET-PUSSY. Would you get upset with him if you saw him that he's just jacking off to some woman on the phone? Would you get upset?
Well, it might. It would depend. It would depend. Now, if
depends.
I was not in the mood for it, or if I was sick and I didn't feel like it, I'd be
right.
like, have at it. Leave me alone, you know. But, long time ago, before we actually moved in together, I would just come stay
right.
at his apartment a few days and a week, and you know, then go back mm-hmm. just taking care of my mother at the time.
Right.
As well. And one night I had said, you know, I said, you want me to come over? He's like, no, I'm tired, this and that.
Right.
And we just got him a new iPad for Christmas.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I had looked up something on it. I wasn't snooping. I was like, okay, what was that? I can't remember. I said, oh, I'll go back through the history and find it. Oh. You have no idea what I got so mad I started packing up my stuff. After that, well, number one, he's smart enough to clear his history. But after that, he didn't ever do that. I'm not, you know, it'd be one thing
wow.
if I hadn't offered to come over that night, you know, but
right.
since I had, he turned me down. Yeah, that made me mad. That made me
wow.
mad. But. Yeah, if it prefers that over me, yeah, I would get mad about that. But if it's just, you know, something that, you know, you're in a mood for and I'm not,
mm-hmm.
as long as, you know, he's not, you know, paying these women or
right.
or actually knows them, you know, I don't
right.
really care. And,
wow. See, you're kind of open. You put up an incident that happened to me. I was 20. No, I was in my 30s. 32.
Mm-hmm.
Got this beautiful apartment. Just I broke up with this psycho bitch. Psycho. I swear
Ooh.
To God, you talk to her and her head
There's
is spinning around.
There's a lot of them out there.
You have to wait till her head stops spinning around so you can finish the conversation. She was psycho. She was
mm-hmm.
so bad that even demons would not go into her head. Demons go, nope, we got our limits. We got our limits. I left her. We were living together. I go, okay, you take this. Hey, take my car. She goes, what are you going to do? I take my car. I gave her my car. I had a Trans Am because I felt bad I was going to leave her. I said, you can have my car. You can have the furniture. I just want to get the fuck away from you, bitch.
Dang.
She goes,
maybe she was doing that all along for a reason.
Yeah. I even left her. I remember I left her $2,500. I put it right on the table. This is it.
Yeah.
You know, you have the car. I paid for the rent for 2 months. I go, you got 2 months. You have my car. You got the $2,500 in cash. You got my furniture. All I want is my clothes and get the fuck away from you.
Yeah, and a restraining order. I don't blame you.
Yeah, almost. And then I left. And then I stayed with my friends. Then I got this beautiful apartment. Okay, first time dating within 6 years. I'm out in the dating thing. So I'm thinking like you are. I'm out in the dating thing. Then I meet this Russian woman. I never go out with a Russian. Two people that you don't mess with, Canadians and Russians. Sometimes they're the same kind of people. So,
hey, I've heard Irish women you don't mess with either. They like that.
I know. Exactly. Wow. And I should have had the clue, so I'm at the club, first time out from the relationship. I'm at a club, I'm sitting there, and it was one of these foo-foo clubs. It was one of these clubs that you go in and you have to be dressed in a tie and shoes. You know, they wouldn't let you in unless you were, it was in Beverly Hills. So I said, okay, so I go into the table, and then they go, sir, would you like to order? And I said, you know, rum and coke. And he goes, huh. And it's like, what's that, Mr. Snooty Snooty? Knowing that if you order rum and coke, you're not going to get a tip. I mean, you broke ass. Get the hell out of my club. But anyway, let me sit there. Russian girl come in with her girlfriend. I started dancing with the Russian. Then I should have known the first instant. It's like she goes, I got to go with my girlfriend. I should have said the clue. They gave me the clue, the warning sign right there. I go, okay, girls, have a good time. Goodbye. And then she came back and she whispered in my ear, no kidding. If you dance with another girl, I'm going to kill you. And that's what she whispered in my ear. Swear to God. I thought it was funny. Yes. I thought, that's funny. And I smiled at her because I didn't take her seriously. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Invited her over. And this is what women do, guys. I'm in my single bachelor apartment. Yeah. Oh, I had witches. Oh, man, let me tell you the witches. So I invited her over. And slowly she started leaving things in my apartment. She left her dress there, her toothpaste, her toothbrush there. Little things slowly started to build up. They started to accumulate. They did. Next thing you know, there's four dresses in my closet, and there's two things, and then there's like, and then the medicine cabinet started to move over. There's some makeup there. There's some, you know what I mean? It's like one time I looked at it, and went, damn, what happened? But never date a girl with a short memory because this is what happened. So we were dating for a while. Her mother spoke nothing but Russian. Blah 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 blah. So she comes over unannounced because she had that paranoia. And I go, oh, you're here. She goes, yes, I'm here. I go, well, I'm making, when Jerry likes some wine, I'm making, he wants some wine and cheese, I'm making this and this and this, you know, and I'm making this. She goes, sure, because I had where my kitchen is, you have stools right there. They had a stool, bar stool right in the kitchen. And she goes, can I go to the bathroom? I go, yeah, go to the bathroom. And she looked in the closet. She came back. I swear to God, swear, Jesus Christ, I am not kidding you. Jesus, Lord have mercy. I swear to Jesus, Jesus was there with me that night, my friends. Jesus was there with me that night. She reached in her purse and she pulled out a magnum, a gun. Jesus was with me that night, my friend. And then she pointed the gun at me. And then I said what I could say, you know, all of a sudden, you know what happened? I started hearing this. My Clint Eastwood came out, and Clint Eastwood said, fuck it. Clint Eastwood, fuck it. This is no time for me to be here. Fuck it. Clint didn't help me. I tried to squint the eyes, and I saw that. Clint said, fuck it.
Well, funny.
What'd
she do, find her own dress?
Yeah. Clint said, fuck it.
And kill someone else?
And then I looked at her and I said, are you upset? She goes, yes, honey, I'm going to kill you. I swear to God, I swear on the Lord. And she said this very calmly, yes, honey, I'm going to kill you now. I go, why? She goes, because you got another woman's dress in there, and you have, and you cheated on me. I go, that is your dress, honey. She goes, no, it's not. I go, yes, it is. And she went in there, she goes, I go, try it on, because you're only like 5'5". You're 5'5", and you have like potato butt. Now, many women I date with 5'5", and had a potato butt, you know, kind of round.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, yes, honey, I remember. I go, yeah, yes, you can. Yes, you do. At that point, I got kind of turned on. You want to go to bed? She goes, yeah. I go, ooh. And at that point, her mom calls her. And I could hear her mother yelling in Russian. I could hear her. And she's yelling, and I go, and she goes, okay, mama, yes, mama, mama. And she hangs on the phone. I go, what did your mom say? Well, my mom was upset because I took the gun.
Yeah.
I go, she was? Yeah, she was very pissed off because I took the gun. And that I told, and then I told her that I did not kill you. Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to bed, and I go, and I, and she had the gun, right? I go, that to my head. She goes, honey. I go, yeah. Wouldn't that be cool? She goes, honey, no. I said, no, get the gun. I gave the gun and put it in her hand. I go, point it right in my forehead right there while I
was
make love
loaded?
To you. I did not know that the safety was off. I thought the safety was on. Yes, it was loaded.
If it was a revolver, they usually don't have a safety.
This one, I think with common sense that you put the safety on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I banged her before she banged me.
That's good.
To this day, I'm still alive, but that could have happened. That could have went terribly wrong. Terribly wrong. So Clint Eastwood was right. He was right. Yeah. Clint never came back. That's the day I lost Clint. Never came back. Clint said, fuck it. Fuck it.
I understand that.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say to you, and why am I saying this story, is because the gray line again. There are rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're living by yourself and then sometimes people leave things behind and everything, and then they forget that they left things behind because it's over a period of time, the little things like, remember bobby pins? Remember lipstick? Remember compacts? And everything. Those little things that guys don't do. And another thing, I'm going to tell guys this last thing. If you date a woman and she brings you home, the first thing you do, you don't tell her, is you go to the medicine cabinet and you see what's going on there. So if you just met this woman, go, hi, Brian, you're going to pick me up to date? I go, yeah, because it's our first date. Okay, good. Now I'm thinking banging time is going to be soon. I figure we'll eat something, let the food settle. Next thing you know, it's doggy, 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 and adios, amigo. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That's it. Clint came back. He came back for the sex. But before you get to the adios, amigo, you go in, and I tell every guy, go in, and you go, can I use your restroom? Sure. And you look in there. Oh, there's some vagina cream in here. There's some douche spray here. There's some, what else is going on? What is this cream? What does this do? Something about itching. Why are you itching down there? And then there's some stuff that, what is this body spray? She must smell down there. You know everything about her by the time you get out of that bathroom. It's like, you know what I mean? Then there's some hemorrhoid cream in there. It's like, oh. And then you look at the tube that they squeezed it because they used it recently. And then you go, You guys remember those old douchebags? They used to be red and a big old long nose. They were actually bags.
Yeah, like
you guys remember
enema
that?
Bag.
Oh, that's what it was.
Enema bag.
I thought it was a douchebag. I didn't know it went to the other end. Damn.
Well, you could do you could do both. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they were for both.
Yeah, and I saw that in the corner. Guess what? I'm out of there.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's good to clean, you know, especially after.
I know, but. And women can do the same thing with men. I'm telling you, guys, women, that you do this. Because, you know, we're living in this gray area about health and about Tinder and about Grindr and all these other social media things we're going to go back to. We're going to go back to OnlyFans page. And, you know, I used to live in Hollywood. And this would and it was a Sunset Boulevard. It was a street called Sunset Boulevard. Sunset Boulevard is where all the hookers were. And there was a liquor store. I was 22, 23. And where I lived, right around, it was a liquor store. I liked this liquor store. They used to have my cigarettes. I used to smoke these cigarettes called Players. They're black. They're in a black box in a gold thing called Player cigarettes. They were my favorite cigarettes.
Never heard of those.
So,
and that's clear.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Players.
Yeah,
they were like marble, but smoother. You were smoother. Black, and they were gold, and they look really cool. They don't have them out anymore. They were like little smoother than marble.
John Player Special.
John Player Special. Which one? I can hear you. What's that, Pat? Pat?
John.
Pardon?
Oh, were you talking to me or somebody?
No, I was talking to you, and then I got distracted.
do you know the Player cigarettes, Pat? Have you ever heard of them?
Yes, I used to smoke the John Player Special. They were in the black box with the gold ring.
Yes! Weren't they good? Yes, they were. They were stylish, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were.
They were so cool. You know what I learned to do, Pat, how cool I was at the club? I used to, remember you get the book of matches? So I used to bend one of the matches, right? I used to hold the match in my hand, the matchbook in my hand. I used to bend one of the matches, and then I would scrape the matchbox with my thumb and light the cigarette with one hand. Like, here you go. Yeah, look how cool I am. Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that with my fingernails.
Can you do that? Yeah, really?
Mm-hmm.
If anybody have a book of matches, try it. You bend the match, right, and then you just scrape it across the brittle, or what do you call it, the board, or army board, or whatever it is, with your thumb.
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, I lit the whole box and burned me. But you just got to be really cool. I used to love it. They go, you have a light? I go, there you go. Look how cool I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's more of that where it comes from, baby. Yeah, Clint's back. So, that gray area, she could have killed me. Didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
She didn't think about murder. She was going to kill me over that. It was casual. She put that gun right in her purse. She aimed it right at my forehead. She was going to kill me because there was another girl had a dress in my apartment.
Oh,
you see how psycho? And you know what I did?
Though.
You know what I did? I proposed to her.
That's what I was saying. What did you do? Ask her to marry you?
I asked her to marry me. Somebody that crazy, you can't get. You don't want them to get away with things. I mean, you don't want her to get away. That's a keeper.
Really?
And, yeah, I really did.
Went out with a woman that was so crazy, she burned his house down.
I heard about those things. It's like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I have been out with people, I swear to God, hand to God, Jesus is with me. I have been out with one, I love crazy people. I've been out with, same apartment, okay, me and the crazy, we kind of separated for a little bit. I went out again, and I brought this woman home, and she was sitting at my bar stool. She went out some wine. I swear to God, this happened, hand to God. She cut her finger, and she started squeezing her finger into the wine. I turned, and I looked at her and going, what are you doing? Nothing.
Yeah.
I said, okay, that's unusual. Why did you cut your finger and squeeze in the wine? And then she did this incantation kind of bullshit underneath her breath.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, I'd be
and,
out of there.
Yeah, this, I would be, but it was my place. And I couldn't kick her out.
I was finding a reason for her to leave. I was like, this guy's asleep or something.
Well, you got to understand the power of boobs. When men see boobs, it's their weakness. And as much as you want them to leave, you got to see more. I don't know what it is.
I know.
It's just the boobs. The men love boobs.
I guess that's why I don't get away with anything. I don't have any.
Well, you would have been your smile, or you would have been your eyes. You know what I mean? Or your butt.
Thank you.
God will give you something. God gives a woman something. If a woman doesn't have boobs, God will give them a butt. If they didn't have a butt, they'd give them big boobs. God will, or they'll give them, if they don't have a boobs or butt, they'll give them perky lips. They will give you something that will attract a man. There's very rare that you have completely nothing. Very rare. Very rare. They're either perky lips, fatty of the eyes, nice ass, or great boobs, or maybe your arms are muscular. I don't know. They'll give you something. God will give you something.
I do have to watch out about building muscle because I'm like my daddy. It does not take much, and it does not take much for me to get to looking, you know, like a dude. And I didn't realize that until after my back surgery, and I had doctors tell me to build up my upper body so, you know, I'd have more strength. Well, I was in a wedding, and you know, around that time. And they took a picture of me, and I'm not kidding, my arms were more defined than the groom's. And they were thick, too. And I was like, okay,
yeah.
I got to cut back on this because... and my legs, I'm just like my daddy. He builds muscle and always has. And at a rate, other people would have to take supplements to do that.
Right.
So I have to, if I do use any weights, I use very, very, very light weights.
Wow.
So I don't get bulky.
You don't bulk up. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You look very nice. And that's the thing, you know. You know, and now I don't want to say, you know, so all you big boob women out there, that's nice. That's nice. I mean, it's worth the back being hurt. My back hurts. Shut up, you got good boobs. Okay, deal with it. So now we cross the line here. OnlyFans. OnlyFans is an internet content subscription service based in London.
Mm-hmm.
The service is used.
Yeah,
it's based in London, United Kingdom.
It's American.
The service is used primarily by sex workers. Now, we call them sex workers. Before, we didn't call them sex workers. What do we call them? Hoes, prostitutes, you know?
Yep.
But we don't, we don't. See, this is what the millennials did to us. We lost the garbage people. We call them sanitation officers. We lost hookers. We call them sex workers. We lost the retard people. We don't call them retards anymore. We call them mentally disabled. Yeah. Homeless people, we call them house insecure or home insecure.
Yeah, a housing challenge.
A housing challenge. So we don't call them whores. We call them sex workers because we want to know they're on a job, right? So they're on a job. They're sex workers, man. Treat them with respect through the union.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. It says the service is used primarily by sex workers who produce pornography, but it can also host the work of other content creators, such as physical fitness and musicians.
And I've heard of the chef on there that only like that's how he gives out his secrets, you know, on how to make certain dishes. People pay for it and watch his cooking tutorials on OnlyFans. Of course, they don't make nearly as much. Is the one others, but you know, but it's true
they do. Now, remember what we talked about? The old days used to be simple. The old days is, Brian, if you want me to do this, this is the menu. This is how much it costs. This is the main course, and this is the appetizer. I could never afford the main course, and I just go with the appetizer. Hand job. Maybe you could just look at it while I pull my pants down. Brian. Okay, I can't afford that other main course. But here we go.
I think prostitution should be legal.
It should be.
But regular.
And this is where.
It is in Las Vegas.
It
was.
In Canada. Is it legal in Canada, prostitution?
Oh, no. Not quite.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, I don't think
but
it
here,
should be illegal.
It's not totally illegal, I don't think.
See, that's where the gray area is. This is where we're living. See,
hey,
it tells you right there.
Prostitution is legal. It's called dating.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Or marriage. Or marriage. Yeah. Exactly. But here's so we have no laws now. We're living in a gray area because it tells you right here, your OnlyFans is for sex. It's for sex workers, and here it is. The platform is a user generated and monetized via monthly subscriptions. That means you have to pay a monthly subscription to use the service, and it has
and
you can tip the people.
Things.
Exactly. You tip the people and their pay-per-views. The creators are paid 80% of these fees. The creators are paid 80% of these fees. So they're pimping you out. They're pimping your ass out, and you are getting paid 80%, but they get kicked back 20%.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting paid. Creators are getting paid 80%. Now, if this is not prostitution, please help me out. Help me out.
It is. It's a third-party prostitution, I believe.
Exactly. They're pimping your ass out, and they get a kickback of 20%.
But it isn't like when people think of prostitution, they think of picking up someone and, you know, going somewhere, doing it, and then, you know. To me, that's when I think of actual prostitution, I think of the actual interaction, you know, people doing something together.
But Robin, look, I'm talking to you in my sexy voice. When I talk to you in my sexy voice, women say, Robin, hello. But you're right. But see, that was the rule before the pandemic. After the pandemic, rules changed. Everything changed after pandemic. We were not allowed to touch anybody. We had to stand 6 feet away from them. We could not hug anybody. We had to wear masks. And people were looking at you, and they were their own police officer and saying, you cannot be within 5 feet of me. And so what people had to do is they did not have social contact for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
They did not. But human beings tend to evolve and adapt. So what did they do? Mm-hmm. They went into... It was not unusual. Now, FaceTime is part of our conversation. That was never our conversation 3 years ago. It's not unusual.
Mm-mm.
Video thing, people call it in all the time. I see it on the news that somebody's from their own home calling it in. And it's natural now. It's natural. So if that went there, so did sex. Single people, man, single people will not go and have sex like we used to because they're afraid that if they come home and they give it to grandma and she's going to die, that they're going to come home with COVID.
Well, not only that,
there's
other diseases out there you've got to watch out for. I mean,
yes.
My little brother, I mean, he's HIV positive because, well, he wasn't
tested. Your little brother is what?
He is HIV positive.
Oh, is he really?
He was careful. Yeah, he is. I mean, he's undetectable now because of the medications, but
the medication.
Something he'll never get rid of.
Well, you're right because, see, and you hit right where I was going. Gonorrhea and syphilis is on an all-time high. A total of 2.53 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis were recorded in 2021. And the Centers of Disease Control, that's a 5.8% increase from 2.39 million cases reported in 2020 and a 7% increase from 5 years ago. Syphilis is on the rise. Gonorrhea is on the rise.
Syphilis left untreated will kill you. And a lot
it
of people don't know that. And it will kill you in a bad way, too. It eats
or
at
you
your
go blind. That's right.
You'll go blind, your nose will rot off, your face
right.
will cave in, your teeth will fall out, you'll end up not knowing who you are. I mean, it eats at your brain kind of like a transmissible spongiform encephalopathy, like rabies
right.
or mad cow disease or that chronic wasting
right.
disease that deer get.
Right.
But it's a slow
right.
acting. That's like the tertiary phase of syphilis. But that was really common back in like the early 1900s. You know, people
right.
caught it. They didn't go to the doctor. There was no cure for it. You know,
mm-hmm.
but they walked around in shame, you know, covering their faces and their eyes. You know, usually when you'd see somebody like that, you know, oh, they have syphilis.
That's right. And here's the
mm-hmm.
headline. Syphilis cases at highest level in 70 years, an alarming trend.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the guy right
yeah.
here. If you don't believe me, listen to this guy right here. Listen to this guy. Here you go.
Diseases are near record levels in the U.S. The CDC says more than 2.5 million cases of syphilis, chlamydia, and gonorrhea were reported in 2021, the most recent data available. Doctors say more drug abuse and less condom use are among the reasons for the increase. Time now for a look at your Wednesday weather.
Yeah. Well, syphilis is up. People are dying. Hey, let's look at your weekly weather. Now, the most people, you're going to be shocked. Who are the most people spreading this STD disease? You're going to be shocked. What
the
age
over
group?
50, ages over 50.
Yes, right. The senior citizens are spreading it like crazy. The seniors
also,
are spreading syphilis like crazy. See, you let your guard down. If you're over 50, you're assuming
You don't think of it.
You're assuming that they're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you think.
You know, yeah.
But you know that
you
half of all HIV cases
yeah.
are people 50 and over?
That's true.
Over half.
That's true.
Yes.
That is actually true. And
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, she's 50. Yeah, she's 58 years old. You're going, she should be clean or she would have been dead by now. All right, Granny.
I have
right.
some friends that are older and, you know, they're single and I tell them, I'm like, look, you've got to be careful just because you think you're, you know, past that stage, you know, that's just a young person's problem. It's not.
It's not
everybody's problem. And
I
you
mean,
have to do what you can to take care of yourself and prevent that.
And it's like, I can imagine this is the scenario. You go there and go, where's your condom, Sonny? Well, they're right over there, Pops. I can't read without my glasses. They're right over there. Can you read it to me, Sonny? Well, yeah. It says, here you go. Okay. I want to buy some condoms. Well, what'd you like? Lambskin, natural, lube? Boof. And he dies right on the counter. Oh, well, he didn't make a sale. I'm sorry. I'm losing my senior audience. Sorry, dudes.
I did. I told you the story about the guy when we had our convenience store.
Right.
I mean, I'm not kidding. This guy was shorter than me and probably as big around as he was tall. And he came, the car flew into the parking lot. This was I was about to close. And he comes running in there, sweating and pulling his pants up. And he's like, looking
wow.
around. He says, y'all got any condoms? And I said, yeah, right over there. He went and he got them. And he got to the counter, and that girl ran off and left him.
Oh, my God.
He's going,
oh, my God.
Wait, I got some. I got some. She changed her mind real quick.
Oh, my God.
I had to deal with him until somebody could come pick him up. He had to stay there.
Oh, that is just embarrassing and horrible.
And
it's
was,
a weird
but
thing.
But it was so funny. It was so funny.
Yeah, it's like, You know, one time, I've been with my girlfriend for over 20 years. I don't know what kind of mood I was in. I just wanted to fuck with people. Because I'm going to tell you guys, if you really, I'm going to tell you guys, you know where the where women are the most aggressive and sexual? A supermarket. Yeah, and a store. Women are, oh, yeah, women are so friendly in the supermarket, and they're willing to help you. I sometimes make it, I play a game that says, okay, see if I can track somebody, and I'll just look at the cheeses, and I'll have a confused look in my face. I'll just stare at the cheese, my mouth open, and within 5 minutes, are you okay? Yeah, I just don't know what kind of cheese I want. Oh, well, what are you, within 2 minutes, well, what are you planning on cooking? Well, I don't know if I want papalone. She goes, what is papalone? You know, the papalone. And the American cheese, and there's so many cheeses, and I can't make a decision. Oh, well, let me help you. Boom. Boom. All the guy has to do, if you want to pick up a chick, all you do is go to the supermarket and act like you're helpless. One time I acted like I couldn't even do the cart. You know those wheels in the cart that go crazy? I'm going, oh, damn it.
I always get one with a bum wheel.
You can hear me from 4 hours away. Clang, 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 clang. Damn it, damn it.
Oh.
And then people goes, oh,
no, mine just turns me and runs me into things.
I'm telling you, the supermarket, you can pick up chicks. Guys, that's where you get them.
Well, when I go to the grocery store, I go looking as pretty much as ugly as possible. Because I want to be left alone. I'm serious. I will wear sweats, no makeup, and my hair pulled back in a bun or something. I will. When I go out around here, unless I'm like going out. If around town, oh no, I do not dress up. I'm doing good if I got on real shoes.
You got on real shoes.
Yeah, a lot of times I run around in my little Fit Kicks. Love those shoes. Most comfortable shoes you can get.
The worst thing you do is, you ever see a couple fight in a grocery store? It's like the worst thing. It's uncomfortable. Cindy, my girlfriend, will say, we're going in the store. I go, yeah, I know we're going in the store. We're going to get groceries. I said, I know we're going to get groceries. I'm right here. This is all true. And she started saying, are you going to behave? I go, I'm not a kid. What do you mean am I going to behave myself? I don't need to have this on me. We're going to go in. This is couples, right? We're getting ready to go. We're doing this as we're walking towards the door, right? Now I'm getting pissed off because I'm being treated me like a child. I don't want you to do anything that's going to embarrass me. I mean, it even embarrass me.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you mock me.
I hear that from Ryan.
Exactly.
Then
they hate it when you start mocking them. Oh, are you making fun of me? I don't need you anything. You're like a crow on my shoulder. Oh, that's where you want to put it. Now we're in a store. So all this is going on as we're walking to the store.
Even get in the
we're
bed.
Pissed
yeah,
off.
I don't know what they were.
Yeah. We are pissed off at each other. And then she goes,
I thought that was just,
I don't
want to shop. And I did that.
Yeah, you get these couple. And then she goes, she whispers, I don't want to shop with you. I don't want to shop with you either. She goes, well, why don't you go over that site, and I'm going to go over this site, and I'll meet you there. And she had the cart, right? She thought I was just going to go with her and follow her like a puppy because she had the cart. I said, I'm going to get my own cart. She's like, what are you getting? And I go, I'm getting my own cart, bitch. Well, and it was almost like the part where we got our carts together and we kind of cling them together, like, get over here. Like children. Hitting her cart.
Like the bumper cart.
Exactly. Exactly. We think we're acting cool. We act like little idiots. We're idiots. So she's shopping over. She's on one aisle. We're pissed off at each other. I'm way at the other aisle. Then finally, I got my shop. She's putting stuff in, you know, cheese and flowers and oil, whatever. She's going shopping. I got one item in my cart, which is a Reese's candy bar. But it's still my cart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I go towards her and say, I'm done, right? So I'm not talking to her. I'm going to do a drive-by. So I see her by the cheese. And there was a girl clerk, maybe like 19 right there by the cheese with her. So I'm going to my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I went past her and I'm going, look, baby, I'll meet you in the front. I'll see you in the front as I pass by her, right? As I pass by. And the clerk, the little 19-year-old girl goes, okay. And then he looked at the girl and goes, he meant me.
You better not, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, you better not.
Exactly. He meant me, bitch. Okay. Truth.
Ryan has a tendency of getting the buggy and running off because, of course, his legs are as long as I am. I have to run to keep up with him. And then he'll start muttering something. Knowing good and well, if I can't hear him, if I can't see him talking, I can't hear him in a big, loud store like that. And I'm like, what, huh, what, huh? And he gets mad at me for asking. And I'm like, okay, well, next time I'll just ignore you. And then I get in trouble for that.
Exactly.
Like, well, I told you earlier, and I was like, I didn't hear it.
You're right, Robin. You never see when a couple is in a store, you never see them happy. They're not happy.
Oh,
they hate being there. Mm. They might love each other. I'm not saying they don't love each other, but when they go shopping, it's miserable. Mm-hmm. It's misery. Oh. It is misery.
And Ryan, he wants me to go like clothes shopping with him, but do you think he'll go clothes shopping with me? Oh, no. He gets mad if I want to go look at something. Just go run and look and see what they've got.
You bring up a thing that I got in trouble with, 27 years old girl shopping. You never go clothes shopping with me. I go, I'd rather put a gun to my head. Oh, you don't love me. I'm beginning not to. Go clothes shopping with the bitch. She puts three or four clothes. She takes three or four things, and I can only take three. Can you hold the other three dresses? Because I cannot take all six of them in. I go, nobody's watching you. It's the rules. Nobody cares. Just hold them. It was one of those attitudes, right? And I'm cussing under. And it's one of those dressing rooms that you have. You can see the head, and you can see the feet. You can see the head. You can see the feet. But you can't see the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there. She's, I can see her in the third thing. I see her head. She's doing it. Then I look, and the girl was in the front, beautiful with big tits. And I knew she had big tits because she would reach up to get her dress. And I go, ooh, booby. And I'm looking at her, and then I can see her slip off her panties. And, I can see the panties all nice and everything. Meanwhile, my girlfriend had the granny panties. Can you bring me the one with the padding in it? I go, oh, shit. And we finally came out. And I had a boner. She goes, what's going on with you? I go, I'm busted. I was thinking about you, baby. It really happened.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting back to
what we're talking about. She wasn't buying it, was she?
She wasn't buying it at all because she was way at the other side. She saw the girl walk out. She was a Brazilian girl. And she saw her.
I've never seen a woman from Brazil that wasn't a knockout. I mean,
she didn't buy it.
I've never. I mean, I met a lot of women from Brazil, and they are all
hold on, Robin.
Like
Robin, hold on. Hey, Sally, did you call? Did you call, brother?
Yeah, I called. I didn't know you were such a good director for great movies like Game 2. Congratulations.
Hey, you know what? Hey, where are you? I'm on the air right now. Why don't you come in?
Oh, okay. I'll come in.
Okay. All right. Bye. Sorry, Robin. I just had to get somebody called me on the line, and they wanted to come in. They wanted to know if I was on. But you're right, Robin. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, have you ever went to the store and saw – you're with Brian, but you saw a good-looking guy – nice ass and everything, and you just wanted to see a little bit more, and you made an excuse to say, I'm going to go over here and shop for him so you get a better look at him. Have you ever done that?
No, not really.
Really? Men do.
I have actually met someone before, and I never knew his name, and I never saw him again, who was honestly so good-looking that I didn't want him looking at me. He would look at me, and I was, like, really embarrassed. I'm like, quit looking at me.
Oh, my God. Robin, I want you to meet a good friend of mine. Robin, I want you to meet a good friend of mine. His name is Stanley.
Okay.
Stanley, meet Robin. What's up, Stanley? I want you to meet him.
Hey, hello.
Stanley.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Nice
hey, brother.
Hey.
That's Robin.
Good.
That's Robin
good.
Right there.
Yeah.
Robin
yeah,
is my new person who gives me interviews. Go ahead, kiddo.
Yeah, I was giving congratulations to Brian for doing such a great director movie for Dune 2. He's such a great director.
I did not do that.
Oh.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, man.
I'm a big fan.
You, I was telling everybody, that's my friend.
Oh, man.
Don't you dare. I fantasize about making a movie that epic and that big. I would love to have done that, but I'm a big fan of Dune. I didn't see Dune 2, so give me the review, Stanley. Give me the review on Dune 2.
11 to 10. 11 out of 10.
Really?
Best movie for now for 2024. If you go see it, Brian, go see it on IMAX. You got to go see it on IMAX.
I do. Yeah. Did they say the line?
Don't go
sleeper.
Yeah, go see it on IMAX. You need to see it on IMAX. Go see it in a little theater and everything. Go full in. I'm telling you. It's going to cost you money, but trust me, when you come out of it,
it's worth it, right?
You don't even see it. Like, it's worth it. It's like 2 hours and 45 minutes, 3 hours. You don't see the 3 hours. It's worth it.
Wow.
It's worth it.
Now, did you go by yourself?
Crazy. At 11 out of 10, I'm telling you, the best movie for now for 2024, bro. I've never thought that I was going to say this, ever. For now, this is the number one movie for 2024.
There's two movies that I want to see, Stanley. It's Dune 2. It's my favorite. I was a big fan of the original because the sleeper will awaken. Did they give you that line in Dune 2, the sleeper must awake or the sleeper will awaken?
Yes, did
say the line?
Yeah,
I love that line.
Yeah. It's all about what you're saying. The sleeper will awake. He's going to do Dune 3, which is going to be the Messiah. So we're going to see the whole thing that happens. Yeah, he's going to do the Dune 3 in a couple of years.
Wait a minute.
The whole Messiah
one. What? You mean Dune 2 is not going to finish it? They're going to do 3?
No. Yeah, Dune 3 is the Messiah. That means it's the whole thing. I'm not going to tell them. You know what happened in the end of the movie, Brian?
Yeah, I do.
Remember?
I do. Yeah,
okay.
I do.
Remember, and then we get a war. We're going to see the war that happened in Dune 3. That's going to be Dune 3. That's the whole Messiah thing. Yeah.
I would fly to New York just to have you and I go see Dune again. I would do that. The experience of you and I looking at a good cinematic movie like how they have back in the day that is an epic movie, I would do that.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it's an epic. I would do the same thing. I would fly. I would go to Los Angeles and see that movie with you. It's a great epic.
But
there's, epic.
Well, there's Robin. I was not in it, it makes me want to do film again. When I see that, I mean, I fantasize like I can still do it. Why don't I get back into it? And I haven't really got into it. It's just I keep fantasizing. I could do this. I could do it again.
Yeah,
but anyway,
you gotta be the standard for me. Go ahead, Robin. Yeah, it should be the standard for movies, Brian. I'm telling you, it should be the standard for all the movies. All the rest of the movies should basically say, here's a fucking way to make fucking movies, people.
Yeah. Wow, Sandy. You know the other movie that I really want to see? Napoleon. I want to see Napoleon.
Napoleon.
Let's take Pat and John with us. Really?
I love all the old history. I mean, ancient history is like one of my main interests, and as is, you know, mythology as well.
Right.
You know, kind of goes together, not necessarily.
I would love to see Napoleon, man.
I would
Dune, baby. Well, here it is right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Dune 2, I'm going to, yeah, it's the best movie ever. Put the trailer, you can put it up, put it on.
Okay, so what the hell, where have you been? We've been, it's been a long time since I've seen you, Dune 2, or heard from you. You've been working hard, huh? You've been working hard?
No, I had to rescue some Democrats. They were all crying because they're all crying and panicking because Trump is going to come back as a president. So, you know, I had a lot of therapy to do to people, Brian. So, you know, I want to help a lot of people,
okay.
You know, a lot of Democrats. That's why I was very busy with that. They were all crying, saying how we cannot make it. They were keeping up, Brian. So I was very, very busy. Very busy, especially when they're losing cases. They can't believe that Trump's going to not go to prison. They can't believe the Supreme Court's going to be, like, not putting him. He's still going to be election. So there was a lot of liberal crying. So I had to fix that right now. I was very busy.
Nah. Well, yeah. Here's Dune 2, you bastard. There you go.
Beyond cruelty. We've been fighting the Harkonnens for decades. My family's been fighting them for centuries. And they were massacred alongside my father.
Your father didn't believe in revenge. We believed in Fremen.
Let me fight beside you.
He said
I got that. Thanks.
I won't be fighting for him. I'm fighting for my people.
You young pup.
Do you believe in Paul?
Bitter sight.
The prophet. Why is that a bad thing? Use it.
Because you lose control.
Because I gain it. Johnny, do you believe in me?
Paul Atreides is still alive.
Deal with this prophet.
That's the kind of movie that I like. Hold on.
It's 11 out of 10, Brian. I'm telling you, it's one of the best.
I love Dune. I was a big fan of Dune when it came out in the 80s. I was a Dune guy. It was one of those avant-garde movies that a lot of people didn't see. But I said, you got to see this movie, man. You got to see this movie. That's one movie that I will buy. Very rarely that I will buy a set of movies, but I will buy Dune, man. Dune is one hell of a movie. Thank you, Stanley. Thank you for reminding me where I should be. I should be the sleeper that should be awakened. I'm see my films again.
Yeah, but I thought you were getting a movie, Brian. I was going to say congratulations. You know, you need to do... I'm sure you would be able to do this kind of movie, Brian. I'm telling you.
But you know what? I am able to do that kind of movie, but I just don't have the backing for it. But thank you, Stanley, for thinking high of me, because that's a high bar. That's a really high bar. Thank you. Wow. Hey, Stanley, you have Pat in the studio. You have Mr. Solution in the studio. You just met Robin, and I think you have a fellow Trumper in the studio. Let me see. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. 111.
Look, man, I got to tell you right now, if you're looking for a movie, if you're looking for a movie that depicts and accurately why Napoleon Bonaparte was a charismatic, great captain that he was, you do not want to see this movie, Napoleon, whatsoever. Joaquin Phoenix played him like a cuck. You would not have any understanding as to why, when King Louis sent Marshal Ney after him with 15,000 men to arrest him, and he had only about 800 or so men, and he stepped forward with his men leveling their, with Ney's men leveling their muskets at his chest, and he steps forward and says, "Would you kill your emperor?" And the men put down their rifles and cheered him and joined him. You would have no reason, no understanding as to why that would happen watching that movie, because Joaquin Phoenix played him like he was a cuck. You'd have no idea how he had such great charisma and ability to lead and inspire people to follow him. Now, if you want to see a really good movie that depicts Napoleon Bonaparte the way he was historically and gives you an idea of his charisma, look at the early 2000s BBC production of Napoleon with actor's name is Julian Clavier. He does a superb job of portraying Napoleon as the historical Napoleon, a man of great leadership, charismatic ability, intellect, intelligence, ambition, drive, you name it. He had all of that, even though he was a bloody dictator. But still, nonetheless, the guy had in spades what it takes to lead people and inspire them. You want to see something good about Napoleon? That's the one you got to see. You got to see Napoleon, the BBC series, Napoleon. That'd be much better than Ridley Scott's thing. It had some big pitch battle scenes and all that. It was, okay, if you like that, there's a couple that is worth seeing. But the BBC version on a far less budget looks almost as good and does an infinitely better job of portraying Napoleon, the historical Napoleon, to give an idea of who he was and why he was the way he was. It's a miniseries, too, and it could go into more depth. So.
Well, that sounds good. There's one on Netflix that I like. It's Alexander the Great. It's shot as a documentary, but then it's like a documentary, filmimentary. You'll hear the little documentary and the narrative as a documentary, but it's a film. Alexander, and then it has some gay stuff that he's probably gay, but Alexander the Great on Netflix, man, it's actually beautifully written and done. It's on Netflix. Well, Sarge, hey, this is Stanley. Sergeant Stanley, we'll give you a little bit if you guys won't scream. Trump, your Trump guy is in court right now. Your Trump guy is in court right now.
You like that, don't you? Keep him off the campaign trail, right? See, the whole strategy is to keep him off the campaign trail and tie him up in court. Now, see, I would love him to go to court in Georgia and show all the evidence he had to believe the election was stolen from him in Georgia. I'd love to see that. But I think it's far more important for him to be on the campaign trail. These courtroom trials take him off the campaign trail, which is his greatest strength, as you can see at the USC thing the other day. And you saw the reception guy. While at the same time, Joe Biden maybe had a couple hundred people show up, and they didn't even stay long when they showed up. Meantime, here's Donald Trump got 10, 20,000 people, and we're supposed to believe this Joe Biden got more votes than any other president in the history of the United States. And we're supposed to believe it and not attempt to dispute it.
Well, the thing about it is, and let me ask Stanley, because I only have him for a little bit. I hope he's still here because I'm not in the studio. Stanley, how do you feel that Trump calls those people hostages, the one who committed criminals at the Capitol building? He calls them hostages instead of criminals. How do you feel about that?
Well, I feel that. Are you talking about the January 6th people?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I think that all the ones that were responsible for doing violence against a policeman and everything should be severely punished. But all the ones that just came in Capitol and was just visiting should be severely out of the place. This was a too much of power trip. This was prostitution going overboard and going crazy, arresting an old 80-year-old woman just for coming in the place. This is crazy. No, I agree with Donald Trump. When he becomes president, that's the first thing I want him to say. Please, Mr. President Trump, please liberate those persons, pardon them, and let's go. Because we need to pardon. I'm not saying about the criminal, Brian. The people who were responsible for fighting and doing some stupid shit, yeah, they should be severely punished. But the rest who were just in the Capitol and visiting the place and getting basically escorted by the security, by policemen and everything should not be condemned at all. They should be completely pardoned. And this was a very and by the way, we should accuse the people of January 6th committee, especially when there's proven that they lied to the American people. They lied when they said that the Cassidy story, when she said that she was trying to, when the president was trying to grab the steering wheel of the beast, when he was ready to go back. That was a lie. The lie that Liz Cheney said that President Trump never said 2 days before, please send 10,000 National Guard. And she never said the truth. Liz Cheney and all these people in the area should be condemned, should be put in front of a prosecutor for lying to the American people. Right? It's an $81 page document that came out last week that saved all the lies of January 6th committee they want the American people to do. I'll send you the document to your message, and you need to read this. If you read this, Brian, you will be mad. They lied to us, Brian. They lied to us. Go ahead.
Okay.
Can't be no doubt whatsoever. We now see that cock and bull story that woman in the white got up there and told under oath about the Trump fighting the driver of the limousine, the beast for the wheel, the man needed to be taken back. Yes, Trump did say he wanted to go to the Capitol, but the Secret Service said, no, Mr. President, we can't do that. We're not going to take you. Trump's reply was okay. He submitted to their judgment, as he's supposed to, when they make a decision about his safety. By law, the president has to defer to their judgment when it comes to his security. He deferred to it. He didn't fight with that guy for the wheel. The driver said so under oath. We know it's a lie, like all the lies they tell over and over and over and over again about Donald Trump, and they get away with it until the truth comes out. Almost everything they say negative about Donald Trump is either a lie or an outright distortion. Everything. I don't believe anything they say anymore until I can independently corroborate it with objective sources. I don't believe anything they say about Trump is negative anymore. Not a thing.
Wow. Do you feel the same way, Stanley? Everything that Donald Trump says is the truth, and anybody who says anything
bad about
him?
It's not what I said. Now I said, right? See, you're doing it too. You didn't hear what I just said. I didn't say anything like that.
No, I don't believe
that.
That's
what they say about him. The things they highlight about Donald Trump, they lie about it when they're trying to portray him in a negative light. I know he might have done some things that were untrue, and he probably told some lies in his life. I'm talking about the things they say about him in order to get him defeated in the fall.
Okay.
I agree 100% of what Sarge said and everything. It's a deplorable. If you're going to be January 6th committee, you better tell the truth to the American people. It is not normal when we have an 81-page that's telling you, you remember Cassidy? That was a lie. Remember what she said? That was a lie. An 81-page, Brian, that's telling with detail that they lied to us, Brian. They lied to us. They didn't want to bring the testimony of the secret agent that could have gone in front of the public and say, I'm sorry to say, people, what the Cassidy said wasn't wrong. How come they never invited those secret agents to testify in front of the whole American people about the Cassidy story? They never did that, Brian. How come they never basically had Cash Patel, which was the secretary, which was the security responsible, while more a DEI person who said, who was a witness that said President Trump tried to send 10,000 people 2 days before January 6th because he was scared of repercussion and violence. How come he did the January 6th? He never did that. I hate you, Liz Cheney. You are a deplorable. You are an insult, and I hate you. And I mean, I'm so happy that you lost your election by the biggest lie. You are a disgrace as a Cheney, Liz. Shame on you, Liz Cheney, for lying to the American people. Shame on you.
And where is the evidence that they deleted from the January 6th files that they said was so important for the American people to know about? And they went and deleted megabytes of information they had gathered, even after the incoming Republican majority told them, archive it, do not destroy it. Yet they did anyway. They destroyed much of it because they didn't want it examined by an objective or even a partisan body because it would not support their lies and their stories and their distortions and misconceptions. These people are despicable. They do not deserve power at all. They are totally, utterly dishonest and liars of the first rank.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
Damn right it is.
But
it already is.
It's going to be a bloodbath for about another couple of months. It's going to be a bloodbath. And mostly, I predict Trump is going to get slaughtered. And Biden will be the president. It's going to not even be close. He's going to get embarrassed.
He's
going to get slaughtered.
President in American history. I mean, nobody can get more votes than that guy. Because he's so inspiring. Just look at the crowds that show up at his rally.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, it's inevitable.
He's inevitable, day following night. Wait. Let me explain. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right,
Trump
sure.
is a celebrity. Trump is a celebrity. And there's people who've been leaving Trump's venues too. But of course, if you're a celebrity, Donald Trump, you're going to show up. If he came to my area and I had some time, I would show up too just to see what's going on. Doesn't mean I'm going to vote for him. Doesn't mean that at all. And
that's all
he's
got going for him.
Yeah. Well, no, uh-huh. I'm just saying he's
and you don't think
–
look, the Democrats need
the clown.
Almost
huh?
– the Democrats need as close to 100% of the black voters they can get. They're still going to get most of it. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get the substantial majority of it. But they are hemorrhaging enough of it to make their electoral victory. That alone is making their electoral victory in doubt. Just the hemorrhaging, particularly of the black male vote. And they're panicking over it. And that's why they're doubling down on the demagoguery.
Let me tell you, 2016, here's my theory. 2016, the Democrats elected Donald Trump. And before you go, what the hell are you talking about? If you remember what happened in 2016, the Democrats were not happy with Hillary at all. A lot of them stayed home, but a lot of Democrats voted for Trump. Now, in 2020, it was reversed. A lot of Republicans voted for Biden. It was that close. They didn't win all Democrats. Biden got the independents, and he got a lot of Republicans who were never Trumpers. Now, in 2024, Trump took over the RNC. He basically made a coup on the RNC. He put in Laura Trump there. He has kind of separate, and then he's moving, and then he had a bloodbath clearing out the RNC and fired about 30, 40 people who are not in his favor. And he's pissing a lot of people off in the RNC. And when Laura Trump says that every penny's going to go to Trump, clear Trump or do his vote, that pissed off a lot of RNC Republicans. He has made a coup. And the Republicans are going to take a stand. So I'm saying the original voting in 2020 was close. I think it was 4 million. The difference was 4 million. And that's when all the Republicans were with Trump. As he kind of went assassinate, he assassinated people and got rid of people, cleared people out, and turned the Republican Party into the mega party and weeding out what he called the rhinos. The people with the good ads or the Republicans are against Trump. I don't think he's going to be that close anymore. He doesn't have those people anymore. And the people who were close to him that wrote a book about him, he doesn't have those people anymore. Even Bannon, when Laura Trump took over the RNC, even Steve Bannon said, Steve Bannon was pissed off, but when Trump said that TikTok, that he changed his mind on TikTok? Even Steve Bannon wrote, Trump has been bought. Steve Bannon wrote that. Trump has been bought. So what he's doing is that he's clearing it out. He's believing. You know, when I played football and when I was in the entertainment industry, there's two things that you got to remember. Never believe your press. Never believe your good press. Never believe your bad press. You keep going on. But when you start believing your press, see, the problem with Trump is he's starting to believe that he is God. He's untouchable. And when you say today in the court, Trump doesn't have to be there today in court. Trump wanted to be there in court. Trump could have been out campaigning. This was not a requirement for Trump to be there today. He wanted to be there. You know why he wanted to be there? Because he wanted the judge that he placed in a federal position, wanted her to see him in court and let her remember. It was an intimidation. Let her remember he was the one who put her in her place. And he wanted his face be shown right in front of her face. It was an intimidation tactic. He didn't have to be there today. So I'm thinking with these kind of moves that Trump is doing, and he's going to get a revolution, and it's going to be mostly Republicans. It's already happening. People are retiring. People are saying, I had enough of this shit. The party's not even Republican. They're saying the mega party. It's a coup. He took over the RNC. He did a coup. And he put a woman in there who didn't even have experience in politics. It was Eric's wife. He's going to hurt. What he's doing is he feels like he's the one. He's the chosen one.
Well, no, he put two people, Brian. I agree with you. He put the Lara Trump and another person. It's two
yes.
co-founders, not just her.
Yes.
So,
right.
and I'm sorry to say a lot of people are very pissed off to get Biden.
You're right.
Yeah, let's not forget
that
people are very pissed off to get Biden. Trust me. 100,000
Muslims are not happy with what Biden did.
It's going to be a bloodbath, but it's not going to be a landslide. I think Trump is going to win. It's not going to be a landslide, Brian. You're acting like Biden. Nobody. You're acting like everybody loves Biden.
I'm not saying that at all.
No, but
what
sir, let's
saying,
be honest. Let's go to your party.
Yeah.
Let me do an analysis of your party, of what you've done. All you said, all those stuff is true. Let's look at Biden, of who the people are not happy. 100,000 Muslims are not happy about what happened with Israel and Hamas and Gaza. 100,000 Muslim people are not happy at all of what Biden did to anything. A lot of young people are not happy about the student loan debt that was supposed to get paid. They didn't get through. A lot of young generation that are not happy today. Let's go to the black people. Like Sarge said, 20% of black people, especially the male, are not voting for Trump, are not going to vote for Biden. 20% of the black people, and you know that black and Democrats need to have 80 to 90% of black people to keep their thing. They're not going to get 90.
So,
they're going to lose at least 20% are going to be with black people then. So a lot of black people are not happy with Biden when it comes to this. A lot of black people are not happy with Biden when it comes to, let's say, the kitchen sink. What is the kitchen sink? The most important thing, which is grocery, gas and rent. Let's see what's happening with during the Biden presidency. Grocery is at least 45 to 50% more expensive compared to the time during Trump. Go to any grocery place and try to take $100 and spend it. You will not get the same thing that you used to during the time of Trump. Rent. Let's talk about rent.
Grocery.
Young people, my generation from 20 to 30 cannot even get a house, Brian. How expensive is it to get a house? Even in California, let's take advantage of California. It's impossible to get a house and everything. Gas, let's not even go with gas and everything. Impossible. So crime, very high and everything. And let's start talking about immigration, the border. What is Biden has done? Nothing. He has nothing. He has done nothing. And as a president, he could close the border right now and put an emergency. He has that power. He didn't do nothing about it. So let's not act like Biden has been president for three years and a half. It's not been Trump. We're going to reflect on the president. We're not going to reflect on Trump. We're going to look at the president, what he's done. The same way that you, I agree, when Trump was a president, we're going to look at President Trump when he was a president. For 3 years, Trump was not the president. It was Biden the president. We're going to reflect on that. And if he was a great president, Brian, and everything, they're going to see, oh, the groceries not bad, the gas is not bad, rent is not bad, the border is closed. That's not the case. Oh, he didn't start anywhere. And let's not talk about Afghanistan. So there's a lot of issues that your guy has. And by the way, Biden, he's losing in all the important things. He's not leading. He's not leading Wisconsin. He's not leading in Arizona, and he's not leading in what's the other place? Wisconsin, Arizona. He's not leading Pennsylvania. Right? Donald Trump has
it depends.
He becomes president, Brian. Let me tell you something.
You underestimate the power. Both of you guys are underestimate the power of women. The women elected Biden. The black women elected Biden. Would you say, Stanley, it's kind of debatable, but true. But you know what's going to oversee that? Ukraine is going to oversee that, and abortion is going to oversee that, and it's going to be not so much about, and it's not going to be so much about the nickel and dime thing that you're talking about, the same blah blah blah, the economy. In fact, the economy is better around than it was in Trump, because Trump 4 years ago we had the pandemic and everybody went to hell. But I'm not going to argue with that. What's going to happen right now, the attack on women, women are not going to tolerate it, including Republican women. They're not going to tolerate this bullshit about abortion and sending warriors to give them up, and doctors are not operating on them. That won't wash. Just that alone, women are going to turn against Trump. Ukraine is enough for most men that says, you know, bullshit. When Trump went to Putin, it says, and when the oligarch says, Trump met with the oligarch from Hungarian the other day. He goes back to Hungary and puts in the newspaper, Donald Trump is going to end the war. He is not going to give a penny to the Ukrainians. Therefore, they're not going to have enough weapons to fight Putin, and the war will end and will be peace.
He's not an oligarch. He's a dictator.
Yeah. And that alone, people are not going to give over Ukraine. And the women are not going to get it. The women are not going to put up with this abortion bullshit, this abortion restriction. They're not going to do it. Just those two things alone is going to kill Trump. And not to mention the bloodbath that would be taking over the RNC, and he's moving out the conservative Republicans and replacing them with MAGA Republicans. You got a lot of Republicans who are against Trump now. He's a dictator, and some people just call him a dick because they know him personally. But he's a dictator, and they're done with him. They're done. And another thing that you're forgetting, Stanley, he's a one-term president. Nobody's going to go all out for a one-term president. He can't go two terms. He's a one-term dude. And they're going to look at that, and they're going to put all in. Now, you can say Biden's got one term left. You can say that, but Biden has a history, and what he already put in, the prices of gas is going down. The prices of groceries are going down. Your health insurance is fantastic. What he did on prescription drugs is amazing, to bring those down, and it's coming down now. All Trump does on the campaign trail is talk and complain about Biden. He doesn't talk policy because he doesn't know policy. So I'm just saying those things are going to bring him down. Abortion, Ukraine, and him moving out, doing a bloodbath with the Republicans and moving them out and putting MAGA people in there. I guarantee you that's going to put him over. And that's why I think he's going to win.
Well, I don't know. You know, Brian, I don't know anybody liberals and progressives seem to act as though history doesn't matter. Everything they do is year zero.
Right,
I mean, we're not starting
from
year zero. We had 4 years of Trump policy.
Right.
That he enacted, like the border policy that Joe Biden undid, like the trade and tariff agreements that Donald Trump enacted and that actually worked, like the energy policy that led to under $2 a gallon gas.
Okay.
I can go on and on and on and on.
Didn't
happen. You said he has no policy experience, and he has abundant policy experience. In fact, he gave us one of the best economies and one of the lowest rates of inflation in the last 40 to 50 years. And you ignore it as though it never occurred. And this is why you're going to lose, because people are not dogs. They have memories longer than dogs, and they remember what it was like under the Trump administration. It's not true.
Okay. That's
literally
a fair argument. That's a fair argument, but I'm saying
first of all, I gotta say thank you. Beautiful.
I can barely hear you, Sammy. I can barely hear you, buddy. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Barely, but I can make it out. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I have to say thank you, beautiful, for teaching me the stuff and everything. Right now, I'm still
having a little trouble signing up on this thing here. They say you got to scan it, but what are you supposed to scan? You know, to update your information.
Okay.
Wait, Sammy, I heard you say you want to thank beautiful. You want to thank Stanley. Beautiful is listening. She's not in the studio, but she's listening. What do you want to talk? What do you want to say to her?
Okay, I want to thank her and everything, because now look at our show and everything. We're talking politics and we're going to yell at each other. We're talking respectfully. I listen to what you have to say. You listen to what you say. Look at the great show we're having. This is the thing we're at. We're not yelling at each other. We're not trying to kill each other and everything. We're looking at different perspectives of what we believe in everything. I listen to what you say. There's some stuff I agree. There's some stuff I don't agree. Same thing with you. That's respectable, and that's why your show is getting great and everything.
Thank you.
The thing that I agree with, you got to understand, this is going to be a fight of the same way that people hate Trump, the same way people hate Biden. It's not the same thing as 2020, Brian. I would agree with you that 4 years ago, the presidency was the look of the president Trump.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I don't know if I have anymore.
Years of Biden.
I don't think I do. Okay. Can you just sign me up for new?
Of Biden. That's what we're going to look at. It's not a presidency of Trump. We're going to look at the presidency of 4 years of Biden. And Biden has done a lot of awful things, right? He's been telling. He's not been a very good president.
Well, Frank. All I can say is it's good. Wait, I'm going to put Sarge on hold because I don't want him to have any personal information go out on the air. No personal information. I want to protect him to make sure he doesn't have any personal information. It's going to be something, Stanley. It can be. Everybody has a good point. Every side has a good point. I'm just telling you what I believe in. But it's going to be tough. You're right. Biden's going to win, and Biden's going to lose some people. And Trump is going to win, and Trump's going to lose some people. It's going to go to the wire again. It's going to be tough. But the little time that I have to have you in here, let me tell you something. Stanley came in and talked to us about Dune, and I looked at Rotten Tomatoes. 95 on Rotten Tomatoes. 95. Wow. 95 on Rotten. We're talking about Dune, everybody. 95. Wow. Dune Part 2, Dune Part 1 is playing on Netflix right now. You should see it. And then Dune Part 2 is coming. Let's see what else.
Dune Part 2 is a great movie done by Brian and everything. Keep encouraging with the movie that he's done. It's a great thing. Congratulations again, Brian. It's a great movie.
Yeah. And on the other top of the movies, Panda 4 for the kids, 71%. There's a movie called Cabrini. I don't know what it is. It looks like a good movie. It's 90%.
Yeah, Cabrini is about the first people, the first women, sisterhood women that were responsible for all the young people that didn't have anybody during the time. When the first people conquered America, there was a lot of young abandonment of kids that didn't get back. So they're the ones that were responsible for taking care of those kids. So it's a whole story about that. It looks interesting. I want to look at it and everything.
Sounds like a good movie. The one that's failing is Bob Marley, One Love. Not doing well, 43%. Before everybody leaves, I want to... I'm not really.
You're not.
You know...
you are not. Director Brian McKechnie, please explain to us How come you did not supply the ball writing? Please explain this with your expertise of director.
Ray, you would have to have that
story.
Right, it's a good story, but you would have to be a fan of reggae to get into it. But wait, hold on, we'll get back to it. But while you're still here, Stanley, our subject were the OnlyFans, okay? You know what OnlyFans is, right? You know what that is.
Yeah, basically showing, you know what, to people to get $5, $6. Women showing their body for, you know, competition.
Well, sex. I mean, they have their page, and it's OnlyFans, and you go to their page, and it's basically sex. Basically
and
sex.
And it's not just
it
women.
Yeah,
get paid.
And it's not just women.
It's not just women.
Yeah,
Brian,
no, it's not.
Brian's OnlyFans page.
I know a couple.
Do you really?
Some men, yeah, a couple, gay couple that are married. They have the OnlyFans page of their own.
Wow.
Both very well known in this area and very respected professionally.
Right.
So yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you're gonna be surprised. People said, okay, OnlyFans, we know about sex. What do they make? Do they make any money? Well, I'm gonna tell you something.
It depends on what you post, how often you post. How quickly you respond to people, how nice you are
right.
to them, and,
right.
you know, it's all about selling. It's marketing yourself, and mm-hmm. that's where you make your money. I
right.
mean, there are women that make millions doing
this. You got it. The number one, the top earners on your only page in 2024, mm-hmm. number five, Mia Khalifa, her monthly, we're talking month, her monthly
month,
earnings
yeah.
on her OnlyFans is $6.42 million monthly. She's
yeah.
making $6.42 million.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, Tyga. I think this is a Tiger with the Kardashians and everything. Tyga. Tiger makes a month. For their OnlyFans, a month, $7.69 million. We're talking month now, over $7 million. Number three, Cardi B. She's making $9.43 million. We're talking a month now. $9.43
mm-hmm.
million for her OnlyFans page. Number two. I don't know who this person is. Bella Thorne. She's making, we're talking a month, she's making $11 million monthly. $11 million a month.
I was born in the wrong year.
I know, right?
I was totally born in the wrong year.
Number one.
I had sales. Mm-hmm.
We're talking $11 million a month. We're talking $7 million a month. The number one person on the fan page to this date is Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna again
yeah.
came from the Kardashians. She's making, are you ready for this? We're talking a month. Are you ready for this? $20 million a month. $20 million a month.
And that's after
million.
The cut too.
That's right. Her
mm-hmm.
subscription rate is $19.99, $20. But she
yeah.
makes $20 million. How's that, you guys? What are you thinking now? What do you think of that?
Mm-hmm. I'll say this. I have a friend. I will not say her name. She's got big boobs, and she's beautiful. But she had a little issue where she couldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And so she turned to that to, you know, me, and she wouldn't even show her face in pictures, and she
mm-hmm.
still made between $6,000 and $9,000 a month.
Well,
and that's
you're after
an
right
average here. Person, you know, but she does. She does have big boobs. I will say that.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. And then you want to, then you can say, well, Brian, you're talking to me about, you know, well-known people, artists. Well, here are some of the people that you don't know, just regular people. She calls herself Mrs. Robinson. She's making $617,000 per month. Her estimate worth is $1 million. Her estimate worth is $1 million. Jim Wolf, he makes over $105K. His estimated worth is over $8 million. And he's an athletic instructor. He's an athletic instructor. He has attractive pictures and videos and non-hardcore content. Non-hardcore. So he's cool. And he's still making $814,000 per month. Mm-hmm. Per month.
Oh, yeah.
Now, all we need to do is have Pat do some reading topless and get her into the big thing. What do you think, Pat?
Oh, she doesn't even have to show her face. She doesn't want
exactly.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
My friend never posted a picture with her face showing. Never.
That's right.
Not even at all.
This woman,
and
her name.
She's smart about it. Nobody other than me knows her. About it.
Can you imagine these people making $3 million a month and they're posting just sexy pictures and maybe a video here and there? These people are making over $1 million. That's what it is.
Well, there's more to it than that. I mean, you have to engage with these people. You have to answer your messages and all of that.
Yeah.
And that's where you're going to make your money, is interacting with them. Because,
right.
And that's what my friend... That was the part that really got her. She did not like it because, I mean, the guys would just creep her out. Because all they wanted, of course, what it was about was, you know, they're picking her body apart, you know, and critiquing it. And then she just got she was like, I can't do this anymore. And I don't blame her.
I have a great idea that you guys would love to see. How about me and Stanley watching movies in our underwear? We can make $1 million a month, Stanley. What do you think? Stanley. $1 million,
I don't
Stanley.
Think so. Are you crazy? No.
Wait a minute. You don't think so. Stanley's $1 million for just watching a movie in our underwear. Wait a minute. Wouldn't you like to see that, Pat? Wouldn't you like to see that, Robin? Me and Stanley watching a movie in our underwear. Two guys watching movies in their underwear.
No. You can find me $10 million. I would never do it. No. I'm a relationship, Brian. Come on. My reputation has no price, Brian. My dignity has no price. No. This is the comment of Brian Hammer Johnson. This has nothing to do with Stanley Roy. He has nothing to do with that suggestion. He's taken, not taken personally. This is the comment of only him. Thank you for a cooperation.
$1 million? Come on. Melissa's in the studio. Beautiful's in the studio. Hello, beautiful. Hello, Melissa. Welcome in.
Stanley, I heard you give me a lovely compliment, Stanley. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Stanley, are you there?
He's here.
Sorry, beautiful. Yes, I'm here, beautiful. Yeah, no problem. It's because of you that now I'm able
you,
to
Stanley.
Hello, beautiful. First of all, hello, beautiful. It's good to hear your voice. It's because of you that I'm able to now to have great conversation with people who doesn't see the same way like Brian of Democrat. I'm not taking anything personally. And trust me, sometimes I debated TikTok, and I have to use your trick not to take it personally, even though some people call me names and things like that. Brian, you need to open a TikTok account, Brian. You need to. You will make money. Brian. How are you, beautiful?
I'm good, Stanley.
Beautiful.
Good, thank you. How are you?
You're good?
Good.
Well,
hey, Stanley,
it's going
to
be hell.
Fight so badly. Stanley, remember when we used to fight so badly?
That's what I'm saying. Now we don't.
No.
It's perfectly true.
Melissa?
No. Yeah.
Melissa, be honest. If you saw me, Stanley, and Sarge in a thong watching movies, wouldn't you pay to see that?
No, I paid Stanley maybe.
Oh, my God. My God.
Yeah. And you should hear her, beautiful. You know, I told him my dignity has no price. I probably say, I can offer you $2 million, Stanley. There's no price for my dignity, Brian. No price. Dignity
Brian,
is first, no price.
A long time ago, Stanley.
Yeah, reputation is worth a lot more money. Once you lose your reputation, Brian, you're done. That's why you have a good reputation, Brian.
We could be
That's
in leopard thong underwear.
Oh,
what is with string up our ass eating popcorn?
No. No.
Hey.
No.
Wow.
There's no price when it comes to reputation, and I feel bad for all those girls doing that. Because all those girls, nobody's going to marry them. That's the thing that you don't understand, right? All those women doing the OnlyFans, when a man's going to look at it and go through history and going to do a background check on those women and find out that his wife is, you know what I'm saying, did OnlyFans. I'm sorry.
You know what, Brian? Brian? You know what, Brian? Now you give me some ideas, Brian. Now, look, they're making all this money for doing what they're doing here. Now, I just like you to know. Now, I may be a senior citizen and all that. But I got a 46-inch chest, a 34-inch waist. I'm 6 feet tall, 205 pounds. And I look pretty damn good for my age. In fact, I look pretty good for a guy at 35. Now, if there's that much money to be made at this, I just might take a shot.
Exactly. You and I could go shopping, and then we'll get some underwear for Stanley. And Stanley could be our little buddy.
Nothing beats, you know, success like Brian.
And then get your show put on and have the logo put on.
Yeah, I might just give this a shot. I might just give this a shot. Seriously.
And Stanley, we can hold hands. You can sit between us while we can put popcorn between your legs, and we can eat the popcorn.
No.
Or you can put some peanut butter on your toes and suck them off or something. Hey, man, the possibilities are endless.
Well, man, you do have a point there. Possibilities are endless.
Why not?
Indeed.
It doesn't necessarily mean it ought to happen.
Yeah.
That is already buying tickets.
You know?
That's buying tickets.
Hey, I'm going to have to reconsider this, Brian, frankly. I'm going to have to really take a hard, dare I say it, a hard look at this.
But yes, it is
indeed.
All kidding aside. All kidding aside, $20 million a month? Seriously.
Yeah, but like I said, your reputation has no price, Brian.
That is obscene. $20 million a month for that, that's obscene.
It is. But you know what? I would give up my reputation. I could be bought, Stanley. I'll give up my reputation for $20 a month. I'll buy a new one.
You just
I'll put
said
an AI.
$20 a month.
$20 million a month? That's $220 million at $240 million a year?
A year, yes. $20 million.
That's hard to believe.
Black China is the biggest OnlyFans.
You wouldn't have to do that but 2 or 3 months and you'd be set for life.
You would be, right?
Yeah.
You would be. You could live off the interest, buy a big house, a mansion, and all you're doing is putting up sexy pictures of yourself. I mean, People Magazine, remember Playboy used to just give you like $300 if you didn't make it. Come on.
Well,
yeah, look what John Cena just got through doing at the Oscars.
I saw
that.
Right. Large. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, the pandemic has done a lot, and those are my name, but the other people who are lesser known are getting paid $150,000 a month, $250,000 a month. This one guy is just a trainer, and he's not doing anything pornographic. He's getting paid. He's the third highest one and without a name, and he's getting paid $158,000 a month. Just talking about getting in shape.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm about to reconsider this.
Just stay on there. I noticed, right? When I checked into it, I looked it up because I'd never heard of it before, and someone told me. And when I looked it up, it said on there pretty much, it says, you know, it's for any exclusive content, but adult content is more likely to sell. It does say that. It does specify adult content
Be, you know, you, Robin, you sitting in a nice little nighty, like what Tard says, what do you say, butter on your toes or something, or I don't know what
peanut butter like they're doing in high school, man. It's like a peanut butter off their people's toes.
Pictures are like one of the top requests on there.
Everybody has a price. Everybody. Me and Sarge are in. I think Mrs. Solution will be in because I think Robin will be in. I think Pat will be in. Now, Stanley, you're the only one that's holding out. What is your price for you to have your only page with me and the guys? What is your price?
No, there's no price. There is no price for my reputation. I'm like the guys of Braveheart. You can bring the money, but you will never take my freedom. I'm the Braveheart guy. I'm the Mel Gibson guy.
Right on, King. Right on, King. Yeah. You go, boy. Yeah. Take my freedom.
You can bring the money, but you will never take my reputation. That's me. That's me, like, go in front of all you guys.
My God, it's unbelievable. Well, you guys, were out of time. It was good to hear you, Sammy. It was good
to hear you.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, tomorrow, Brian, talk about the TikTok thing, Ben, and everything. We need to talk about this.
I know. But we can do it really quickly. I think this was going to hurt Biden like crazy. It's going to kill him. And he better not do it. He better not do it. If he does it, if he signs this into law, it's the end. It's the end.
Because who cares about a national security risk if you can see some dance video? I mean, good God, what's more important?
Yeah. You know what's really funny about that? Is it, you know, there's a thing called Grindr. Grindr is a gay thing. Is a gay hookup thing like Tinder, and they got rid of Grindr because it was a it was a Chinese company.
Brian, are you not aware that under Chinese law, ByteDance, the company that directly administers TikTok, is obligated by Chinese law to conduct espionage when ordered to do so by the Chinese Communist Party? You understand that? It's in their law.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It is a national security risk.
But
all that has to be done is to divest the relationship with ByteDance and sell the company to someone else who doesn't have to fall under that law.
Sarge, that is absolutely true. But how many Chinese companies right now that's working in the United States and they're Chinese companies now that we're doing business with?
Yeah. TikTok gives you direct access to people's information. Direct access. Like a VLAN, like a tunnel.
Melissa's absolutely right. Melissa shops at Temu. How many of us have shopped and we got stuff from China, waiting for China to come to our house because we got a coat or pass or something?
I love it.
All right, well, I'll tell you one thing. Maybe that's an indication. We need to have a reckoning for all of it. You think maybe that's it, rather than saying let's ignore TikTok and all the rest of it? Maybe we need to reassess the whole thing.
Let's see how loyal he is. Let me ask Robin. Robin, let's say Robin, you wanted to buy a coat. Now, if you go with Temu, the coat is $17, but you're dealing with a Chinese company, that possible spy. Or you go with Canada, and the code is $25. Who do you go with, Canada or China?
Usually, it depends on how bad I want the code and my finances are that month.
Okay, the code in China is $17.95.
Yeah, and one thing about, and I have ordered a lot off of Temu because because they are inexpensive, and, you know, I usually get free shipping,
We all get free shipping here. All of us.
The free shipping got you.
Well,
we all
get
free shipping.
Shipping is expensive.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing people said, free shipping. So you rather,
and I tell you, I've got
you rather go again from China.
No.
Really? So you rather buy from China than you buy from Canada? Even though it's our there are allies and our information is secure? And the same code is like $10 more plus shipping?
Well, it depends, like I said, it all depends on my finances. It depends on if I can swing it or not. I live on, if anyone knew what I lived on a month, you would not believe it because you would think it's not possible.
Well,
and
then we have
it.
Possible. Americans can be bought. Americans, it's just you have to just find the right price. You can buy any American.
Anyone
the right
who says can't be bought is a liar. They just haven't found their number yet.
Except for Stanley. Stanley has his reputation. Stanley will not be bought.
No.
He has his reputation.
You can bring all the money you want, but
like
you will never take my reputation.
Oh, man.
That was the same thing as Braveheart. You will not take my reputation.
It can't be because of your reputation.
I know. He wants that reputation.
Dying green.
If you're sleeping in a homemade tent by a dumpster, that can't be too good for your reputation, no.
I know. He's going to miss out on some good peanut butter. I want to thank. I want to thank the beautiful
Melissa. But Brian, the whole Peacock thing, I don't understand. The owner is from Singapore. He's not from China. And the servers of Peacock is in the USA.
Be honest,
I don't
know.
Go ahead,
Melissa. Melissa wants to say something. I didn't hear.
They're no better, Stanley. They're no better.
Oh,
Singapore is not China. Singapore is not China. So
they have a lot of those
when he testified,
there's a lot of those there.
Yeah, it's not China. So I wouldn't understand if he is China. But it's not China. They asked him when he showed himself in the Senate. He kept asking him, are you from China? He's like, no, I'm from Singapore. I'm the owner in Singapore. What the fuck are you bringing China for? So I don't understand the China thing. And by the way, beautiful, the servers are in USA. It's in Texas, the servers. So why are we freaking out? The servers that are responsible for making TikTok work in the USA are in Texas. You can't get the data from the server. The servers are in Texas. Not from China.
Well, I just want to say I want to thank Stan Lee for coming in the studio, our friend. Don't be a stranger anymore,
Stan.
Thank you,
Brian.
We love you. Thank you.
I love you too. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Thank you, beautiful, and everything. And congratulations again, Brian, for your great movie for Dune 2 and everything. That was a great movie to get to. You're such a great director. Beautiful. Keep on doing what you're doing and everything. You're an amazing human being. It was a pleasure to talk to you. A pleasure to do. Mr. Solution, Sarge, continue doing the fight. We're slowly and patiently we will convert Brian to say that he will love Trump and everything. He will love Trump and everything. He will be the first one, please, that they should tell you you were right. And to all
like
of you
said,
guys, I love you all and everything.
Like you said, everybody's got
Thank
a price.
You.
We could buy that whore Brian any day of the week.
If
you can buy me. You can buy me for a dollar at the dollar store.
That's right. We can.
You can buy me at the dollar store. You're welcome. Stanley, it's been a pleasure. It's been. Please come back. We love you, man. You're my brother.
Yes, we do.
And
it's been
thank
a pleasure.
You, Sarge.
I'll come back. No problem, Brian. Take care.
Sounds good. We got to see what's going to happen at the end of this one. We got to see what's going to happen at the end of this election. And, of course, beautiful Melissa, thank you for coming in. I know you got a lot of busy things to do today, and you came in. That was nice. Thank you very much, Melissa. And thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat, for indulging us. And to tell you the truth, I would buy Canada before I go Timo. I support Canada. Yay, Canada, eh? I support it.
Thank you.
And I think John and I and Mr. Solution should sit there in our underwear on our own OnlyFans page, and we have what do you call it? We could put butter on our nipples or something, and let the butter run down from our nipples, and people will love that. Yum.
I have an idea that I don't know if anybody's ever done. An OnlyFans page that is funny, that has dirty pictures, but it's funny. Add a little comedy to it.
I don't know, because if I want, I don't want to mix my dirty with my comedy. Because if I want to go dirty, I don't want to laugh. They're busy laughing at me, and that's not good.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't just saying just for you, but it would be, I don't know, it could be funny.
It could be.
Yeah.
Like I laugh, you know what, I laugh at adult comics. So you're right, because when the adult comics, I laugh at them all the time. It could be funny.
You could act out like a dirty joke. Yes, here's a joke of the day.
Sure.
And then have like a picture or a small video. And yeah, I mean, oh yeah, there's if you notice all those hilarious movies that have absolutely filthy things in them.
Yeah, what was it? What about Sally or something?
Great.
Something about Sally? Or was it something about Sally? Funny?
When Harry met Sally?
No, not when Harry met Sally. It was, what was it where she put the semen in her hair and she, what was it?
It had Cameron Diaz in it.
Cameron Diaz,
something
you're right.
About Mary. Mary.
Mary.
Oh, something
about
Mary.
About Mary. Yeah.
It's a funny comedy. It's like you were saying, it's kind of filthy, but it's funny. And don't forget, what about the Bunkers?
Lord, my mother. Tell me, that was my mother's favorite movie. Adam Sandler, she thought he was the funniest person on the planet.
Wow. Who was in the Fockers? Wait, it was De Niro was in the Fockers. What's his name was in the Fockers?
No, was that
Adam Sandler?
Was Adam Sandler in the Fockers? I don't think so.
No, wait a minute.
The comedy people.
Yeah.
The comedy couple.
Stiller.
What's the song
in
name?
That one? She loved Adam Sandler. That was in a movie he did that she didn't like. That was the comedy.
But you know who was in it? You're right, but you know who was in it? I bet you Dustin Hoffman was
in
it.
Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Robert De Niro.
Ben Stiller, that's the one.
Ben Stiller. Barbara Streisand was in it, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand. Wow.
There was a lot of people in that. In
Owen Wilson.
Which I never thought was funny. Something's weird about him.
Who?
I just never thought he was Owen Wilson.
Funny. There's something strange about Owen, isn't it?
Ben Stiller's a good actor, but there's just something weird there. I don't know.
I agree.
He's weird. I don't care for him.
You agree, Melissa? There's something about him.
Look out of their eyes. I guess it's just something.
Do you know which movie I love? Step Brothers. I love that movie.
Which one?
Step Brothers.
Oh my God, Melissa! That came on about 2 weeks ago.
I
was going to put a gun to my head. I couldn't believe that I saw that to the end.
The mother, she was at work or something. It was Mary Steenburgen, and she's like, "What the fuck? Something terrible."
It reminds me
of myself. Yeah.
Well, to me, Will Ferrell is like Jim Carrey. They're more stupid acting than they are funny.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not to me. That's like, he's just that stupid. It's not really that funny to me.
The Wine Mixer. I love that movie.
I've never seen that one.
Yeah. No, the part of the movie where they wanted to sing at the Catalina Wine Mixer.
That was funny. That's when he played in the band and they went straight. They decided to go straight and be businessmen.
Yeah.
And one guy was a chef business and the other went to the entertainment industry. Yeah.
And he was having sex with his brother's wife the whole time, remember?
Probably
too fun. In September 22, the Twitch streamer, That's Twitch. People were making $1.5 million and $1.5 million every month on the site, and it grossed more than $33 million in total since early 2020. Imagine making $33 million a month. A month. We're talking a month.
I would only need to work a month.
Yeah.
A month.
That would,
and,
I
and
would be set for life and still be able to donate to my charities and
sure would.
You know, live happily. You know, I'm not one of these that has to have it all.
Oh, I'd have
right.
it all. Let me tell you.
I don't
you
have
need
to
it all.
Have
I'd have it all and more.
Well, listen,
well, good.
All.
I'm happy for you.
Wow.
I still say Pat could do her tarot card readings in the nude and get some people in there and probably make $150,000 a month. Pat laughing. Pat.
You forgetting how old I am.
I don't care. I would watch it. Ooh.
Hey,
I don't care.
Friend of mine.
I
will say this.
I saw.
Friend of mine.
You still look good, Pat. You still look good, Pat. I
that,
saw you. You look good.
That had the OnlyFans page that just did it for a little while. Never showed her face. She's nearly 10 years older than I am. So that should tell you something. And I'll be 40 in June.
Wow.
And she still made, you know, and if she had really put, you know, done the work, she probably would have made twice as much of that. But, you know, they did kind of creep her out, so she ignored the weird ones.
You know, I can see Pat.
That would be the problem with me, you know, if it was just posting pictures.
You know,
that would be one of them. Having to interact with the fans.
I know, but I can see the title on Pat's Only page that says, "You want to see my big pussy?" And it has Mr. Fred staring right at you.
That would be funny.
It would just be Mr. Fred.
They would be demanding their money back.
Meow.
Oh, man, I should get off the air. I want to thank the lovely Melissa, the lovely Pat, the lovely Robin, and the lovely Sarge.
Thank you.
The lovely Sarge, who will be appearing with me shortly. Yes. Yes, Melissa, did you say anything?
I didn't say anything.
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
You were thinking?
No,
what were
I
you
didn't
thinking?
Say anything.
Oh, you didn't say anything. I thought you said you were thinking.
Mm-mm.
And
no.
Hey, you guys, have a good weekend. Well, what is it? Well, what is it? Is it Thursday?
Today's Thursday, Mr. Brian.
Will yes,
you
thank
be
you,
on
sweetheart.
Tomorrow?
I yes, sure will, please. Baby. I sure will.
No,
I sure will.
Are you
sure? Didn't know what time.
Well.
That would be nice.
You know, I'll be honest, I apologize, you guys. I overslept tonight, this morning. I try to be on at 7:30 each time. I made a promise to Sarge that I would do the show the night before, but I fell asleep. I felt bad because I didn't even talk to Robin last night or Pat because I fell asleep. But I
it's
will be
okay.
I'll get some rest. I'll get some rest. And 7:30 tomorrow a.m. California time. And we got another subject. And we got some interviews, and we're going to be doing
tomorrow?
Good.
Okay,
no
please.
Interviews tomorrow, I don't think. What is tomorrow?
What?
After that. Oh, Robin, while I have you. Yes, if you want to make, I'm free Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. So if you want to make Rick or whoever, your other friend, another day, anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday, I'm good for it. I'm good for it.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, actually, I spoke with a friend of mine that his brother was the officer that was killed by a convicted murderer that was let out after 3 years. I just spoke with him this morning. They had a tragedy. Their house burned down. And it may be a little while before he's able to get
we'll be here.
Scheduled because they have a lot going on right now. That poor family, I tell you, they've had it tough.
Okay, well, we'll be here. And before you go, I want you to think of eighth grade Brian wearing his Levi's and his little black shirt with his button and on an eighth grade lawn, and you hear this. Yeah, baby. Yeah. squint. Little eighth grade Brian, he's squinting his eyes, and he was Clint that day, baby. Clint Eastwood was with me. That's right. Love you guys. Talk to you guys
Bye.
Tomorrow.
Bye,
Bye kiddos.
Love you too.
Bye, Laverne, wherever you are. Bye.
Bye.